also Dr. Alan Keyes. He's also an ambassador, United States Department of State. Ronald Reagan appoints Keyes to the United Nations, full ambassador, and he served on the staff of the National Security Council, sought the Republican nomination for president in 96 and 2000, ran against Barack Obama for Illinois State Senate 2004, would have been a lot better than Mr. Obama, and he warned people that Obama was going to be a radical. And I really respect Mr. Keyes, but I remember hearing this a year and a half ago going, oh, come on. You know, maybe he'll be bad like Clinton. Who knew he could be even worse? And so he's with us for the next hour. We're going to get into the government health care, the cap and trade, the abortion, expanding funding for abortion in Asia and Africa, his eco-science written by the mad scientist Holdren, his science czar, which if anybody's a Nazi, it's him. And then these attacks on free speech saying you can't say socialist now, it's racist. That's invoking the race card, in my humble opinion. And so many issues today. Ambassador Keyes, it's really great to have you here, sir.
I'm glad to be with you. Thank you.
We're going to break in a few minutes and come back to the full audience. But what is most important on your mind right now? We'll come back and cover that first.
Well, I think there are a couple of things, but the most important thing is the assault on the Constitution, which I think right now is epitomized in the health care proposal, which are really seeking to transform our whole way of life, to move us from free government to totalitarian government.
Well, I heartily agree with you. We're starting to see the establishment go from saying all the anger was staged, which obviously it isn't. Over 90% of people there are angry, and most of them Democrats in many cases, to now they're apologizing, saying, okay, you're not thugs, you're not Nazis, you're not AstroTurf. Is that too little too late, though?
Of course it is. I think we've seen who these people really are. Their initial reaction was the reaction of offended rulers who are looking at you saying, how dare you question us? And they have begun to realize that the American people aren't yet at a stage where they're going to act like the peasants and serfs of old. We are used to being a free people, and we're going to stand up and act like it, whether they like it or not.
Absolutely. The anger is just going across the board. He lost two more approval points this week, or no, three, excuse me. He has the lowest approval of any president up to this date, 7 months into their administration. What is he going to do to try to save his presidency, do you think?
Well, I think that depends. I think he came forward because of a deep ideological commitment. And this is what I tried to explain to people for the longest time. This man is deeply committed to Marxist-Leninism, to the communist, Marxist, socialist understanding of the world. In school, in associations, in background, in votes in the Illinois State Senate, in his own activities, this has been the focus of his life. And so he is pursuing that agenda and surrounding himself with people committed to it. And whatever else is going on, they're not really going to drop it. They may have to stop for a while, but they'll probe with a bayonet. They've met resistance, they'll back off, but they'll keep probing, just as Lenin told them.
That does seem to be the tactic. They'll constrict, we'll fight back, and push him back a little bit, but it's the two steps forward, one step back. They are still going to continue to squeeze. In your educated opinion, working internationally and at the highest levels of the White House, when we come back after this break, how do we stop them then? How do we stop this incremental? Because we can get all fired up and say no, but then they always just come pushing back. I guess we've got to get on the offensive, and then we never back off. I mean, I guess if we're not on the offensive, we're on the defensive.
That's right, and I think it's important to do a simple thing. We're not opposed to their proposals. We're opposed to them.
Well, they've proven they're liars. I mean, you can't believe a word they say, so it's kind of like you have a neighbor you've caught lying to you over and over again. You just stop associating with them, or you know,
you certainly stop trusting them, and I think we can trust them to continue the march to socialism. If we don't want it, then we have to look in another direction for leadership.
Ambassador Keys is our guest.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he's a best-selling author, researcher, former ambassador to the United Nations under Ronald Reagan. He needs no introduction. One of his websites is loyaltoliberty.blogspot.com. Got that up on screen as we simulcast the radio show on the web. / is a TV show. He also writes for Worldnet Daily and other big publications. Unhealthy for Liberty is one of his latest pieces. He also has another great piece, Socialist Right and Left, Same Difference. And so we'll go over some of that with him today, a great political mind. And again, we're honored to have him joining us. Some stations just joined us, so I want to recap. We see the town halls, the people, Republican, Democrat, old, young, black, white, coming out and saying, we don't want this. And they have copies of the bill. They have the subsections. The Democrats for 3 weeks tried to lie, and even some Republicans did, and say, that's not in there. This isn't in there. Now they're having to admit all the things we said were in there that were in there and apologizing. How do we ensure that this resistance continues? Because as you just said, they're going to continue to come back probing. You know, they put the pressure on, we resist, they back off. I mean, give us your battle plan of how to not just hold them off, but actually regain some ground, because you know, Ambassador, we've lost so much liberty.
Well, I think that we have to be clear about what it is we're opposing, because I think that the president's overwhelming response to this health care program reminds me a little of what happened on the immigration bills when they were trying to destroy our sovereignty. You're not just looking at an opposition to specific proposals and elements. I think what happened is some of these things, particularly, for instance, the provisions that seemed targeted at rationing care for the elderly, at setting up a system that would pressure people into accepting death and giving up therapy, side by side with provisions that might expand funding for illegal immigrants, which would therefore be being paid at the expense of our loved ones being encouraged to die. These things were rejected because they fundamentally offend conscience. They seem contrary to the American way of life and the understanding we have of the intrinsic worth of human beings. With that in mind, you look at the whole picture, there are the invasive elements that would take control, first of all, of the health sector, of the terms of remuneration of doctors and things of this kind. So they claim that it's not aimed at phasing out the private sector. Two things are true. Barack Obama himself, in his early career, explicitly said he was for universal single payer, right? And then it comes out a proposal that has elements in it that, yes, over the course of a little time, are going to push the system in that direction. And that is, and these elements are backed by the big corporate guys who are trying to get out from under the health care costs so they can have bigger profits. Are we all supposed to be stupid that we don't realize what's happening? Of course not. People do realize it.
Wow.
And then you look at what's going on overseas with Canada and Great Britain, these other examples, and it turns out that there is rationing, there is pressure for the old people, there are long lines, there is poor access, there is lower quality in terms of medical personnel and so forth. And so the notion that everybody's going to have access is countervailed by the fact that they'll have access to a worse system in which they'll get worse service, in which they will no longer have the sense that a whole bunch of people have in America, that when something goes wrong with you, it's dealt with expeditiously, right? That won't even be there. And so I think people are looking at this saying, wait a minute, this is not America. This is not how we live. And we have been relying on a system that, yes, has its shortcomings. You know, they say that we're supposed to let government take over 100% of our lives because we want to care for the 10% of people who they say don't have access to some kind of health insurance right now. That doesn't make sense. So I think a lot of people have begun to suspect the truth. The aim of this isn't to improve health care. The aim of it is to give that power to government over over life and death and finances and privacy and personal decisions so that we'll be in a position where we must hang on the decisions and words and power of the people in power, which gives them great control so that they can remain in power at our expense. That is what totalitarian government is all about. That's what socialist takeovers are about. They use issues in order to achieve power. They're not really interested in the result.
Wow, Ambassador Alan Keyes is our guest. Absolutely amazing how you just laid it all out. And everything you were saying there is true. Because right in front of me today, ABC News and MSNBC and the New York Times in my stack, they spin it like it's good. And they go, look, the big insurance companies. Look, the big doctors' unions. Look, all these special interests are getting together with this $12 million ad package that the healthcare plan's good. And really, that is all it is big corporations really want it so they can then have liability protection to not give people the care they've already paid for. And then the Congressman Conyers says they can't read a 1,300-page bill, but the government can then implement all our health care. I mean, they can't get anything right, and really they're just grabbing the whole industry for themselves. So I'd like you to comment on that. And then secondarily, it's come out that White House-funded groups, Acorn and others, I mean, here's the actual ad, defend President Obama's health care plan over August recess, $500 a week. Now is your chance to make health care work. Here they are, jobsthatmatter.org, a Democratic-funded group, paying people, and then they got caught. Obama camp plant fake document and Che Guevara fan at Jackson Lee Forum, and they got caught with this woman who works for this lady right here in the shot, who works with Obama, famously in the photo with her and Che Guevara, And then here she is faking, going to staged questioners, posing as doctors, saying, so even the few people that they go to at their own town halls, it's staged, Ambassador. They've been accusing us of it being staged. They are caught staging it.
Well, see, but this corresponds, and I hope a lot of people, well, maybe a lot of people don't, but one of the standard practices of the old communists, right, in the 20th century, was to accuse their opponents of doing the things that they themselves do routinely. And that's exactly what has been happening here. That particularly is with respect to these staged meetings in the Soviet Union and Eastern European countries under communism, under these dictators in the Third World. This idea of the staged event where you pretend you got all kinds of public support when you've actually ham-picked people to come out and do show trials, as it were, and show press conferences and all of this, that's standard practice. These people are simply showing themselves to be exactly what they are, a bunch of leftists following the handbook of the communists, trying to impose this system on the people of the United States against our will with lies and staged manipulations of perception and so forth, exactly as Alinsky and others have recommended to the left-wingers that they do. It also, of course, smacks of the tactics that were used during the era of the first National Socialist push, the right-wing National Socialists. We call them Nazis, right? And they had the same kind of approaches for manipulating politics and practiced the same effort to vilify their opponents and to dehumanize them in various ways with name-calling and junk like this, just as these people are now trying to pretend that anybody who looks at this on the basis of the facts, analyzes it in light of the ideology and what it's all about, calls what they're doing socialism, and you've had these people standing up and saying, well, that's racist. That's just a code word for race. What nonsense is this? Do they really think we're that stupid?
Well, I mean, they clearly, Ambassador, and I want your opinion on this, it's cold-blooded. They know. They took all these well-meaning people that voted for Obama. I know a lot of rednecks around here in Texas did to prove they weren't, you know, racist, wanting to have you know, everybody live together in peace. And then now cold-bloodedly, these poverty pimps, these Annenberg Foundation people, these Ford Foundation people, knowingly come in and say, if you disagree with cap and trade, if you disagree with his policies on government health care, you are a racist. And I get hundreds of emails a week saying that I'm secretly a white supremacist because we posted the Obama Joker photo saying socialism. I mean, isn't that really the racism, or invoking the racism as divide and conquer cold-bloodedly? Isn't that?
Oh, absolutely. But then think about it. The whole Obama effort was a cold-blooded invocation of race. Everything about what these people did was a cold-blooded effort to play the race card. And that's what it was all about. And the whole idea that you should vote for somebody not because of the color of their skin, but because of their qualities and characteristics and your agreement with what they were trying to do that was right for the country, that they threw out. And of course, now they want it thrown out because most people look at what he's up to, realize that people like myself were not exaggerating. You had a lot of people said, oh, that's just extremism. You're exaggerating. No, he's not like that. His speeches are so moderate. But that's because, as we're discovering, the man's a pathological liar. I'm sorry. He lies, and he has studied at it. He is skillful at it. He is a shrewd actor, as it were, that turns his whole person and delivery into the lie. But nonetheless, it does not correspond with the truth.
Well, that's what I was going to say is, you know, you live in Illinois, you knew him, and I respect you. I interviewed you for D Magazine back in the mid-90s, interviewed you again on radio many years ago. I respected you and thought that you were right. I just thought, well, Keyes doesn't usually have any rhetoric, but man, is Obama this bad? I mean, I wasn't for Obama, but I remember the speeches you gave and the warnings, and now it's all true. And that's what's concerning me.
This is one of the problems I guess I have in life. I'm dealing with issues right now, whether it's the health care issue, the eligibility issue. People always try to pretend that there's some motive involved. I just try to look at things and call them as I see them. Based on the knowledge and experience that I've had, I try to clearly share with people conclusions that I think make sense. And that's what I tried to do in that case. And the facts were clear. And therefore, I feel that if you're a public person, you have an obligation to share that true understanding as best you can with the people that you're talking to.
Well, since you gave those speeches and talked about him wanting to force abort babies, it's now been confirmed. Let's go over. You know this gentleman. You know who the president really is and who his controllers are. So let us in to your expertise on the other side. Ambassador Keys is our guest.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
LoyaltyToLiberty.blogspot.com. Ambassador Keys, are there any other sites or books or materials? What's some of your latest work? The WorldNet Daily articles? For people that want to...
The, the major outlets for what I write these days, the most important one is Loyal to Liberty. That's Loyal to Liberty, L-O-Y-A-L-T-O-L-I-B-E-R-T-Y. You can also reach it, by the way, just by typing in alankeyes.com, A-L-A-N-K-E-Y-E-S.com. It goes to the same place because that's now become my major vehicle for sharing on a regular basis thoughts and writings of various lengths with people. I'm also serializing what I hope will become a couple of books that are that periodically I'm putting chapters up on the blog there for people to look at and so forth. I also am writing for WorldNet Daily, and I'm heavily involved in the work of America's Independent Party, which has a website, AIP News. A-I-P-N-E-W-S, AIPnews.com, which is essentially an effort both to sign up people for a political effort where we're standing on common principles from the get-go and everybody commits to those things so that we're not going to be throwing them aside in order to just achieve office at any price. But it also corresponds to my view that in today's world, if we want to take America back, the people must become the media. We must use the tools that are available so we're no longer relying on the corporate bought and paid for media outlets that now are working for some of these big business enterprises that are essentially the fellow travelers of the Obama socialists.
And that more and more is happening. So they're openly saying with the hate crimes law and the cyberbullying that if something hurts someone's feelings, you're going to be federally charged. That's actually in the bills. I couldn't believe it. And especially the cyberbullying. So they're certainly coming after our free speech. They're not only saying that saying it's socialism is racist, which is incredible race baiting, in my opinion. And as you said, cold-bloodedly using it to drive a wedge. But they're now calling for the arrest of people that put up Obama posters on light poles, but Obama was in the Washington Post telling his supporters to put up his hope sign on stop signs, which is illegal. So just the level of hypocrisy.
Well, I think, though, it goes beyond hypocrisy, because hypocrisy would imply that it's almost just a function of the circumstances of particular cases. It's not. This is the strategy whereby you dehumanize, demoralize, and destroy any opposition. You build up your own camp so that they become the exclusive access, really, to public opinion. And then you try to mobilize the force of law and law enforcement and the state, eventually including, of course, arresting and trying people and throwing them into jail or camp because they are dissenting from your policies. That's something that was systematically characteristic of these socialist regimes of the right and left, whether it's the Nazi regime or the old Soviet regime. These socialist regimes, all of them took this approach to politics. And, of course, they also adopted the famous Rahm Emanuel repeated dictum that you want to take advantage of a good crisis, right? And advance your agenda using it. And that, of course, includes manufacturing it if you don't have one. So that if you don't have a good crisis, you make one up, you cause one. I think that's one of the reasons why he's so irresponsible about spending. He actually wants to push us deeper and deeper into a critical and desperate economic situation that will justify consolidating more and more power in the hands of the government that he controls. That's a standard practice. It just breaks my heart that because of the end of the Cold War, you know, when we were actively confronted by the Soviets, people were more aware on a daily basis of who these people were, what they did, what practices they carried forward. It was something that you grew up with and knew and understood. I think we have now had, 20, 30 years in which that's become less and less the case, and you have a lot of folks now who don't realize that what we're watching is simply part of a pattern that was common from the mid-20th century forward.
Yeah, in case you don't know, sir, it's up on Infowars.com. We have at least six different in English, two in Spanish, Florida news reports, and several of them call for my arrest. I didn't come up with the Obama Joker poster. I saw it in L.A. Nationally, they said it was racist. You should be arrested. So I put it up on my site, and I said, folks, we got to stand up to this attack on free speech. Post these in legal places everywhere. Now they're on the news calling for my arrest. So I can think of nothing more un-American, Ambassador. I want to get your take on that and get back to the question of, you know what makes them tick. You've been proven to be right about them. What are they going to try next? And then I want to get into some other issues like governors oppose DOD emergency powers. Obama wants to put 400,000 troops on the streets of America. You can't make this up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
We're going back to Ambassador Alan Keyes here in just a moment. Website is loyaltoliberty.blogspot.com. We've got that up on the screen right now. If everybody will give it to you again before he leaves us, he's with us right to the end of the show. Another 25 minutes or so. Very honored to have him. I want to thank the sponsor of this hour of the show, Ecola Blue. And it is an atmospheric water generator. It grabs 7.5 gallons out of the air a day and then sends it through reverse osmosis, a carbon filter, a bunch of other stuff. It's just a great unit. EcolaBlue.com, E-C-O-L-O Blue. Again, that's E-C-O-L-O Blue.com. Or give them a call at 800-691-6043. I have this in the office. I have this in my home. Just an amazing system. And it doesn't come out of the tap. Doesn't, you know, there's no fluoride, nothing in it. And then it goes through 7 filters, ecolablue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And I remember years ago listening to Mr. Keyes' radio show, so informative. He didn't do that anymore, but he's all over talk radio and TV, and we always enjoy having him. And he got arrested. You could be there pro-abortion. You just couldn't be against it. We're going to talk about that coming up in a few minutes. But, sir, continue with the free speech issue. How can you put up signs with Bush as the Joker, Bush as a vampire, and I wasn't a fan of Bush tripling the size of government. Now, Obama's tripled it in 7-8 months, though, so he obviously even worse. I didn't know that was possible. How do these people, in fact, take the Village Voice. They put out Bush is the vampire, killing the Statue of Liberty, drinking its blood. The very artist came out and said, no, it's okay to show Bush bad, but because Obama is partially African, you are not allowed to. I mean, it's just they've got so much bravado. They're just so incredibly arrogant and just so over the top. They have no shame. Can you comment on what makes them tick and the attacks on your free speech?
Well, first of all, I think it's purely ideological. These people come from a point of view which basically says whatever we say goes. If we do it, then it's acceptable. If our opponents do it, then it's unacceptable. And you make them suffer for what they do in whatever way you can, because there is no such thing as a standard of truth. That's the most important thing to keep in mind when listening to their words and everything. The ordinary notion that you are trying to speak the truth and make sense and that you have respect for some standard of reasonableness and common sense and logic and factuality, none of it applies to them, as it did not apply to the people who edited Pravda in the old Soviet Union, as it never applies did not apply to the Goebbels propagandists under the Nazis. These people aren't about speaking the truth. They are simply about imposing their will by manipulating people's minds, by cutting off others so that they won't have access, won't be able to make arguments, and only allowing their voice and their understanding and their interpretation to be heard. And they are moving forward to implement that understanding, which, of course, is contrary to everything that Americans have professed to believe over the course of pretty much our entire history. Since that notion of free and open and sometimes even raucous discussion and debate has been a hallmark of what our society is all about. But
well,
now
Ambassador,
that's being thrown away.
Ambassador, specifically, you've grown up, lived in Illinois. You know him as a state senator, as a U.S. senator. You're aware of his activities. So can you give us a snapshot of him, because specifically, here's the question, though. Even if you agree with his policies or disagree, I've never seen one this flagrantly or slickly lie. He makes Clinton look like a poor liar. He's a great actor. He should be in Hollywood, because he gets up and says, I will have no lobbyist anywhere. They will not write the laws. He hires more than anybody ever has. He says, I'll have total transparency. He keeps all of Cheney's secrecy and more, and then even makes it secret who comes to the White House where you even worked, taking it to a new level. So can you comment on knowing who he really is and how he seems to enjoy lying, and can one of the few people I've seen who can lie and it looks like he's telling the truth?
Well, first of all, I don't want to pretend. One, I did not grow up in Illinois. You know I ran there, but I ran there on invitation.
Okay, well, I misunderstood that. But you're in Illinois, So how do you know him?
I learned about Barack Obama as I was engaging in the preparations and carrying out of that campaign effort. It is not a personal thing, and I never pretend that I have some, you know, special personal slant on Barack Obama. I don't know about that. What I do know, I know from facts, from the positions he's taken, and from the facts that one can garner and that are now being shared more on the Internet and elsewhere, but that were hidden from the American people because the media claque of the Obama faction, the people who are kind of stupefied by their zealous support of Obama, did not share these facts with the American people. And so they were promoting a false understanding. So in a sense, I came at Barack Obama from an objective point of view, not from a point of view of any kind of special knowledge or animus of any kind, like a lot of Americans. I didn't even know him from Adam.
All right, let me just stop you. I just figured that you were
just a pure little state senator that nobody had ever heard of until he started being pushed And what's interesting is when you get to know more about his background, there were forces that were obviously helping to move him along. There are questions about who funded his education and all of these kinds of things. It looked like somebody had it in mind to prepare him for us, even though they weren't preparing us for him.
Okay, well, I apologize for my ignorance. I figured since you were running in Illinois and since you knew, I mean, I remember seeing you a year and a half, 2 years ago, speeches on YouTube, hearing you on the radio. You were so accurate about him, I was just guessing that you must have been in and around him in politics, but I guess you just did a crash course in research when you saw him being pushed and propelled by all these special interests.
Sometimes you can be accurate simply because you bring an objective state of mind to the facts and are willing to let them instruct you. And that, I guess, is all I can claim in terms of any understanding.
Okay, good. Break down then who he really is and what he would like to do if we weren't blocking him right now. What would Barack Obama be doing? Who is he?
Well, I think Barack Obama wants to, and at the very least, to impose a Chavez-style socialism on the United States, and to do so in a way that alters our Constitution. He has no respect for the Constitution, believes that the whole idea of limited government constrains the government from doing what the elitists think is good and interferes with their freedom of action. And therefore, he wants to throw it out the window. They also seem to believe in what you might call a majority tyranny, so that if you win an election, you then have license to do whatever you want and no longer have to pay any attention to individual rights, to the rights of the minority groups of voters that don't support the things you're doing, all of that overthrown. The patterns are patterns that we see in contemporary life with somebody like Chavez, and they're patterns that we have seen in the past, as I've been saying, with these other socialist regimes. So none of it in that respect is surprising. And he just seems to be cut from an ideological cloth that came from his background, his association with people like Bill Ayers, his instruction in the approaches of folks like Saul Alinsky, his preference for Marxist-Leninist teachers and instructors who would, among other things, have shared with him that understanding of the world which devalues the individual and which lifts up the notion that individuals are no different than stones or rocks or any other material things and should be arranged and ordered by the will of the ruler so that their ideas and understanding of what is right for the society can be carried out. The whole moral understanding that puts an intrinsic value on individuals that started with our Declaration of Independence, he also rejects. And once you realize that you're dealing with somebody whose moral universe has rejected the fundamental premises of liberty that most Americans kind of take for granted, even when they can't fully articulate them, then you are a long way toward understanding what he's about. And what does he want to do? He wants to impose that kind of controlling socialist government on the United States. Does he think it's going to do us good? I imagine so, but I've got to tell you, when you see somebody so unwilling to look at the factual truth, and a lot of these leftists are and have been for the whole of my lifetime, you have to wonder whether they haven't completely surrendered to the fervor of their ideology in a way that makes their good intentions worthless because they're not willing to discipline those intentions with the discipline of common sense and reason and truth.
Amazing points. Dealing with lying, though, you worked in the White House with Ronald Reagan, and even if you disagreed with him or loved him or hated him, Reagan didn't do a lot of lying. I mean, he really was honest, and I mean, his policies were very transparent. In fact, there wasn't any lying, as much as I can tell, which is universes away from Clinton. Bush certainly did some deceptive things, but Obama, I mean, you've been around presidents, you've been an ambassador, you've been in these campaigns. Is it safe to say, or would you disagree with my perspective, that he is the greatest liar I've ever seen, a new level of lying? I mean, I've read books about Hitler.
No.
I've read books about other people. It seems that Obama is really the slickest liar I've ever seen.
I'm not sure. You know, I think part of the reason he appears so right now is because the mass of the American people kind of aren't used to having to assume that the person they're dealing with is how can I put it? Not just lying. They are constructing a fiction and intending that fiction to manipulate you. So in a sense, when we sit down and watch a TV show, right, we are drawn into the world. We accept the characterizations. We accept the assumptions and so forth and so on. What they call the suspension of disbelief. Now, at one level, everything we're watching is false, isn't it? Those people aren't really who they're pretending to be. Their inflections and tones do not reflect feelings they really have, and so forth and so on. And yet, because they're good at what they do, we accept it and are drawn into that world. Well, imagine that you're dealing with people for whom every aspect of public life is that kind of acted out fiction. And they're pursuing their objectives, and they just want to get you to come in and believe the world is what it needs to be so that they can achieve their power, achieve their objective, achieve what they want to achieve. That's Barack Obama. And to say he's great aside, it's just that we're not used to having such thoroughgoing actors with no respect for truth in American politics. Yeah, we're used to liars. People lie. But underlying it all, there's been this assumption that the aim somehow is still to respect the truth. That's not the case with these folks because they don't believe it anymore. You know, the notion of the self-evident truths that establish our rights, that show clearly that justice somehow has a basis that isn't just based on the power of those who rule over you, they reject all of that. I think, right now, very striking to us, because Americans kind of have had the luxury of taking it for granted that overall this is not what American life and politics was about. But now we're having to deal with a very real fact that this way of doing politics, which overtook Europe, which overtook countries in the Third World, and which radically transformed those countries into gulags and hellish places of oppression, it has now come to America.
Wow. You know what? I rarely have epiphanies these days from guests. I mean, I get a lot of good points, a lot of good ideas, but you just actually shifted my perspective. I mean, I know it's a matrix. I know it's a facade, a Wizard of Oz lie, but the way you just explained it, you're right. It's that the mainstream media and the system is playing to his tune with such choreographed precision that it creates a whole Disneyland of lies. So it's not just Bill Clinton saying, I didn't have sex with that woman, or lying about, you know, corruption. It's that the whole thing's a lie.
Well, exactly. They are creating, as it were, a perceived reality that serves their purposes. And, of course, the ground started to be laid for this years ago when these people started that phony mantra, perception is reality. Perception is reality. This is not true, not if God exists, at least, because there is a principle of reality that transcends human perception and understanding, and is the basis for making real judgments on a rational way, in a rational way, about what is right, what is wrong, what should or should not be done. They reject that notion of having such a basis for morality, and the only standard they claim is a scientific one. But of course, remember, science cannot tell us anything about what is right and what is wrong, what is just, what is unjust. Science can't address that.
Well, sir, we've got limited time. We've got about 12 minutes left, and I'm even going to skip this network break so we have this time with you, because I've got several other questions I want to get to, and certainly have you back up in the near future. Very honored to have Ambassador Alan Keyes on with us today. Very thought-provoking. Especially, perception isn't reality if the person giving you the perception is putting false data in or lying or distorting. I mean, if you're wearing a headset of virtual reality goggles and you see a flat green field you're walking in, but really you're about to walk off a 100-story building,
right,
you're going to fall and die. The goggles are lying to you. Perception isn't reality, but that was just me backing you up there.
Think of it. This is exactly what they were trying to do with this healthcare business. Sell it on the basis that we're going to give everybody access, it's going to be better, and it's going to be less costly, and all of this. And then when you started to get into the detail, it wasn't actually less costly. They were just going to shift the distribution of the cost so that the elderly citizens and so forth were going to be targeted in particular for rationing so that those costs could be distributed differently. They said, well, everybody's going to have access and so forth, but the burden of paying for that suddenly shifted so that instead of coming out of the corporate profit, It will now come out of the taxpayer coffers. What does that mean? It means that invisibly and quietly, the working people are being made to pay for what they were not paying for in terms of the present arrangement.
And the government's got a whole new tax to pull out of your paycheck. Now we got...
Exactly.
We've got 10 minutes left here. I want to ask you quick questions now. Eugenics, from my research, Ambassador, is the foundation of these control freaks. They believe we're all just blobs of protoplasm, so why not get rid of 80% of us? United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, 96. State Department Memorandum, 200. Eric Holder, all these other people. John P. Holdren, Ecoscience, Population, Resources, Environment, calls for forced drugging the water to sterilize us, forced abortion, CPS taking basically all children, raising them in government hives. And I have all these other government textbooks, and you're a learned person, I know you're aware of this, exposing the whole abortion agenda, which is only one level. And then he unfreezes the money for forced abortion. And, where they say, oh, you'll get the welfare in Africa, but we've got to sterilize you. Can you speak to John P. Holdren and the whole eugenics situation and what Margaret Sanger and the whole abortion industry really is?
Well, this is one of those things that is one of the reasons I had been so clear about his absolute adamant commitment to this whole abortion thing, so that he carried it as far as saying that babies born alive should be allowed to die because their mothers wanted them aborted. That is a reflection of what you're talking about. Sometimes people think this is just about the specific particular murder of that baby that abortion itself involves. No. You look at Margaret Sanger, that woman was about a strategy based on eugenics for basically cleansing the world of the inferior people. It is an inherently elitist understanding that sees no value or intrinsic worth except in those lives that stand up to the measuring rod of these elitists as somehow valuable to humankind. In one respect, it turns out that as the left-wingers move down this road, they are implementing a dehumanizing understanding. But instead of dehumanizing people based on the racist notions of somebody like Hitler and the things that were being portrayed in Germany, they dehumanize people based on the scientific understanding that there's nothing essentially human about us, that we are, in that sense, just blobs of flesh and chemicals and junk that can be manipulated like any other physical thing. And that, of course, means that there's no boundaries whatsoever that you have to respect except the whimsical boundaries of personal attachment, so that if you're part of the favored clique, you might be treated differently. That's the world they're pushing us toward. And abortion was essentially the cutting edge to get people implicated in a moral understanding that destroyed our sense that humanity and every single human being have a moral worth that must be respected by the power of government, that can't be disregarded on the basis of some elitist measuring rods of who's worth having around and who can be killed with impunity.
Ambassador, isn't this really the religion of control freaks on power trips, where Peter Singer says, let parents kill their babies for a year after they're born, get rid of the old people, they've got the same value as mackerel? I mean, these are quotes saying an old person has the same value as a fish, that a retarded child needs to be killed. And I found they really are the ultimate racist, as Margaret Sanger wrote in her own letters to D.B. Du Bois. You know, she said, I've got to hire black men to be my fronts to get rid of these black weeds. In my research, I found that the real racist, the real Nazis, always cloak themselves as liberals, and that it's even more than that. It's not just some pseudoscience and their excuse to play God, that they ravenously enjoy going after Asians, Africans, Latin Americans, poor people. It doesn't matter. And that they even have people of color in their ranks who enjoy this.
Well, you know, the sad thing is, underlying it all, there is an element of what I call self-worship involved in this. is involved in the fascination these elites have for themselves and their own power, and the confirmation they see when they enjoy a little success that somehow they're better than everybody else. That even, by the way, accounts for their so-called compassion, because it affirms their superiority to see themselves from a height, helping the downtrodden who, because of their inferiority, couldn't do as well, and so forth and so on. But remember, that kind of self-worship has an implication that goes to the very heart of religion and faith and spirituality, because it denies that there is anything other than themselves that is worthy of that kind of real reverence. And so it is premised at the end of the day on the vanishing of God from the consciousness of human beings. And that's why people like myself, who put a great stress on the American Declaration, on the fact that our unalienable rights come from the hand of Almighty God, we are their deep enemy, because we will not let people forget the existence of God. And
well,
the fact that most of us accept that and believe it.
Well, Ambassador, when you read, as I know you have, as being all these futurists and transhumanists and neo-eugenicists that just fill the government ranks, the Dr. Piankas and the Haldrens and Ehrlichs, they actually believe their God. In the BBC, there was a report last year where they said, we're going to split off and be an elite species of the government planner, and then all the rest of you are these subhumans. I mean, you're right. But it's not just that they don't want to say God doesn't exist. They're saying, I am God.
Well, you see, but I think that's a return to something quite old in terms of human injustice. Remember that when the people of the world were subjected to these old oligarchic, aristocratic regimes, you know, the nobles and the peasantry and all of this, the myths of the time were centered on apotheosis. That is, where the elite, because of their success and achievements and greatness, they are elevated to the status of God. That happened to the Caesar. That happened to others. The aim, therefore, in that pagan understanding was for these people to transform themselves to God-like status. And all we're seeing is a return of that age-old shibboleth. Now being used once again to impose the idea of some kind of inherent superiority of these elites upon people whom they intend en masse to oppress.
Amazing. Ambassador, we've got to have you back up on this subject. Last question. Governors oppose DOD emergency powers. That's from The Hill, newspaper in D.C., as you know. Congressman could use pandemic to declare martial law. Congressman told the Louisville Journal. Congressman Paul Brown said they may use it to declare martial law as a cover for Obama because his agenda. Pentagon wants authority to post 400,000 military personnel in the U.S. I mean, this is unbelievable. And we now hear Obama saying terrorist, right-wing terrorist, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, and the DOD documents, and the Justice Department, Homeland Security, veterans and gun owners, and Ron Paul supporters are terrorists. In the last 2 minutes, can you comment on that? And are you concerned that Obama may stage crises, as Michael Savage and others have said?
Well, I think we're seeing again a reliable pattern that was there in the 20th century. Versions of this imposition of communism, the blurring of the distinction between the military and law enforcement, the destruction of the idea that human beings have individual rights. Instead, there's some national security threat that overrides those rights and justifies making use of any kind of action against individuals if you can put them in a category as a national security threat. I warned against this for many years, and we are now seeing it brought to full fruition. And finally, I think there is the mentality that we now know was there, for instance, with the Nazis. The famous turning point in terms of the consolidation of Hitler's power was the burning of the Reichstag, which they blamed on the communists and leftists and those who were opposing what Hitler was trying to do. And what we now know from the historical record, they did it themselves. They burned down the Reichstag in order to provoke the excuse that allowed them to impose that totalitarian control and consolidate it completely over Germany. I think that we're watching a repetition of this pattern, and we need to wake up, and we need to use those tools we still have available as Americans to stop this from happening.
Amazing. Ambassador Alan Keyes, I look forward to having you back up. The website is loyaltoliberty.blogspot.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the fifth day of August, this Wednesday edition, fifth day of August, 2009. We have 3 hours left in this transmission. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 7 Eastern. Again, I want to thank you all for joining us today. Now is the time for me to go full bore, and for all of us to go full bore, operational, against the globalists, exposing the fact that they're clearly planning to use a staged flu pandemic, whether it kills a bunch of people or not, as a pretext for their martial law control grip. Hundreds of mainstream news articles in the last 6 months have acclimated the public to have regular Marines, regular Army, Marine Corps reserves, Army reserves, National Guard, on the streets of America, at checkpoints for DWIs, at mass shootings. I read the headline last hour out of Birmingham, Alabama, where they're going to use the National Guard there now as the police force because the town and the county is collapsing. The Associated Press is reporting this. This is all part of acclimation. Now, I went to urban warfare drills 12 years ago, 11 years ago, 10 years ago, 9 years ago. I've been to scores of these where the troops practice locking down the city, taking over City Hall. I would cover this. People would deny it. Now they admit NORTHCOM is there to not fight, quote, Al-Qaeda, their own creation. That was their excuse to set it up, making the United States a military jurisdiction. But they're now saying in the DHS report and the MIAC reports that we broke, that were sent to us by good police and good military. We've been sent secret documents that later get confirmed in the Baltimore Sun, that the Army is spying on anti-Fed activists who want to abolish the Fed or audit it. They're spying on myself, Ron Paul at events. This is all confirmed. The good news is the military is sending us this information from inside channels because they're upset about it. They know. Those that can still think who aren't felons or illegal aliens that the military's hiring. They're getting rid of the good people, bringing in these criminals and foreigners. They just had NLE 09 using troops from 14 nations to admittedly take on the American people. The DHS report says the number one threat is gun owners, veterans, and constitutionalists who, quote, want to end the Fed or audit the Fed. They tell the police they have a Ron Paul sticker, anti-UN sticker, go ahead and arrest you. All over the nation, if you have people out handing out anti-Obama health care documents, we have video coming up. Armored vehicles pull up. SWAT teams jump out and run up scared. They're scared. They're breathing heavy. They've been told they're terrorists. And they say there's no First Amendment on video. Get off the streets. We have the video of this. We're already under martial law. Now, how are they going to make everybody feel like they're guilty? How are they going to make everybody feel like they're suspect? First, they say it's for Al-Qaeda. Then they say, oh, guess what? This whole NORTHCOM system is for you. We're going to use the Army for everything. Car wrecks, drunk driving, you know, just the Army's going to help with local police, local schools. They're going to help give the force inoculations. The flu makes everybody suspect. And they have the feds covertly everywhere, including Dripping Springs High School. One of my employees' husbands works at the school. I'm just going to leave it at that. One person might have had the flu, and 9 times out of 10, it turns out it's not even the swine flu, which isn't even the swine flu. It's part human, part pig, part bird, and clearly manufactured, but not deadly. Only, you know, killed very few people compared to the regular flu. Any excuse they have, they locked the school down, scared everybody, locked the teachers down for 4 hours after school, then let them go. The feds were telling them to do this. For anybody gets sick, they lock the school, they lock the bank, they lock the business down to create a grassroots perception that there's fear while the media builds towards the forced inoculations. An expert on this, Steve Quayle, joins us for 2 hours coming up.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Congressman Congressman Ron Paul joins us in the fourth hour today, coming up in an hour and 52 minutes. For the balance of that time, though, before he joins us, we have Steve Quayle, best-selling author, syndicated radio host, researcher, survivalist. Steve wrote books back in the mid-90s about how they would use a genetically engineered flu as their pretext and cover to bring in world government, because it makes everyone guilty. See, first they build the police state control grid, Northcom, in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, the globalist creation, on record. Sybil Edmonds, FBI translator, on record that Al-Qaeda was working for the CIA and an FBI and defense intelligence right up to 9/11. And all these other documents that have come out, they flew them out to safety. That's Times of London. Once they've got their system set up, then they announce, oh, it's for the American people. Oh, there's terrorists. And all over the news. Remember in the Missouri papers, what, 2 weeks ago? In fact, I'll pull that out and put it on screen later. The Army is now writing articles for local newspapers saying, oh, we're running checkpoints in the town. We're trying to protect the town from militia attacks. So we're going to be searching your cars. This is in the news all over the country. They just announced that they're going to be running drills and checkpoints in the towns, searching you to fight the militia, the American gun. See, suddenly, oh, Northcom admits its main enemy is the American people. Now, this is perfect cover to pass the banking takeover, the new Bank of the World they want to set up in October. It's perfect timing in October to pass the anti-gun bills they've got introduced, the cap and trade through the Senate. That's what they're saying. Everything's going to happen in October, November. Obama's approval rating's plunging. They've got to get it done by then. They're saying this. Now, back in, there's some background. I want Steve Quayle to talk about this first, then we'll go through what's happening and in the future. I went on air in January, February and March. We had emergency managers from towns on. We had reporters on where the feds were building mass graves, where the feds were preparing local cemeteries for hundreds of thousands dead per town, where the feds were telling police departments, harden yourselves for IED attacks, terror attacks. The American people are going to attack you. They would do drills with the feds where the local police would guard the flu vaccine coming in. And I said, folks, it appears they're going to play a flu card as the next stage false flag. I said, call the White House, call Congress, tell them don't do it. Then in April, they launch. They say, end of the world, hundreds of millions are going to die. And I said, wait a minute, hardly anybody's dying. This is genetically engineered, though, scientists were already saying. What's the deal? Is this a psychological primer for the fall? Then Napolitano comes out and says, oh, it will happen in the fall. It will happen in October. They love telling you what they're going to do. And so now we see it's the perfect cover. Now, all over the country, they're telling banks, schools, Walmart, anything in infrastructure protection through InfraGuard, this secret network of 50-plus thousand spooks and spies for the feds in industry and business and government. Water treatment plants, power plants, anything in infrastructure. They're now expanding that out to hundreds of thousands where everything's infrastructure. License to kill. Kill your employees. Kill whoever we order you to kill. That's mainstream news. InfraGuard. They have the clergy response teams going back 3 years ago. We got the secret documents. Since confirmed, mainstream news. But they say it's good. The clergy response teams training and telling their flocks it's of God. Take the flu shot. Take the smallpox. Take the anthrax shot. Turn in your guns. Let them take your children. Go to the FEMA camp. Go to the relocation camp. We played those clips over and over again. Exactly what we showed you in the documents years later announced in the news, because they're getting ready to go operational. Suddenly, troops to run checkpoints for drunk drivers. Troops to run checkpoints for gun checks in Illinois. Troops to run checkpoints for militias that want to attack the National Guard. Just out of the blue. This is in the newspapers. Why is all this happening? Because our system of government is falling. We're going into foreign bank receivership. Now, we hope in the choices of bad to worse that they just hype it to inject people with sterilization compounds and cancer viruses and to make tens of billions off these vaccines. That's on the bad, but not the worse. They could actually put out something that kills a bunch of people to really create a panic so more people take the shots that have the soft kills that the White House science czar talks about and says they're going to put in your vaccines and put in your water. I mean, they're not playing games. They may go with a mass culling. I believe, though, it's just going to be more fear-mongering to train us to go under level 6 under UN control and to get people to take the soft kill shots and to practice having troops on the streets for bigger biological releases in the future. Because their psychological tactic is create a crisis, restrict, people resist, back off a little but not as much. Then squeeze in again, the people say we've had enough, they back off a little. Then as soon as our resistance dissipates, they squeeze again, we get angry, they back off a little, and over time, they squeeze us. That's the psychology. But their whole agenda is stalling and falling apart, so they may go with something bigger, sprinkled in terror attacks, saying Al-Qaeda did it, linking up with white Al-Qaeda, you know, the American people. They're saying fear everyone. They're now putting out the script. I see the preconditioning for that. They may launch a war with Iran. I mean, they're going for broke. Everything's lined up for them. I've never seen such a buildup of the establishment's operations. Now, I've got Steve Quayle with us. I just wanted to, because I know this video, I'm asking listeners to spread it everywhere, to make it go viral, because if we expose them enough, they may back off and not do the really bad stuff and just do the soft kill operation, which is bad enough, but we can warn people, and that buys us some time. We're trying to triage here. It may even blow up in their face, and they may back off on the whole program. But they're going to keep coming back. That's their MO. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is lined up for this. And they're doing weird quarantines secretly at high schools. Dripping Springs yesterday, one of my employees' husbands works there. They locked it down, wouldn't let the kids go home, wouldn't let the coaches go home, but said, national security, don't tell anybody. This was all over. This was all over one kid who got a fever. And then, of course, now they're telling him, oh, don't worry, it was probably nothing. They don't even know if it was swine flu. But they're doing grassroots psyops everywhere so that everybody will be scared and take the shot. Now, Steve Quayle wrote a book back in the mid-90s documenting all this. We can see what they're building. Steve, I know I've been ranting the last 10 minutes here. Break down comments on what I've just said, the history of what we saw, the intel you're getting, and then let's move in to the future of what they're planning and all the other facets. Steve Quayle, great to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex. Well, first of all, this is it. And this is the end game, how appropriate your title for your video. The whole thing that I'm hearing and seeing in play now is multiple strains of vaccines, double talk, but the implementation, Alex, and all my sources say they're going for broke. They have backed off in the past, but now the arrogance, and this is coming from people who live in the realm of the Illuminati circles. They know that their, quote, game is up. The thing that most people are missing, you've been talking about, I've been talking about, but isn't it fascinating how the fast-track vaccination program with no independent surveys, safety surveys, U.S. government mandating, martial law declared, the World Health Organization not trading or even sharing actual cases that are happening. In other words, the thing is that it's not going to scare us into submission. It's the vilification of the American public. Let me share something. In the last week, a very high-ranking and high-level intelligence official deep within the caverns of their world broke ranks. I don't know the guy, don't know his name or anything, but the point is that he said he will not take part in the death of 25 to 50 million people. Now, Alex, this is the thing. This isn't just to scare people. The scare is working, obviously, the fear. And you and I went on record as saying this was not it when you had me on your show that night. This is not it. This is setting us up for the fall. I think people are losing track of what these mouthpieces for the Department of Human Sacrifice are saying. And by the way, Alex, this thing is kicking into such high speed that I'm going to encourage everyone to call their senators. And look, we know that enough pressure is already on them for all of the different town hall meetings and everything on this health care bill. Look at the insanity of that coupled with the orchestration of the implementation of martial law. Listen, every day goes by, we hear of more military troops being placed. You've laid out for the people the psychological conditioning of military troops that were trained in Iraq and Afghanistan, house-to-house weapon searches. We've always heard, there are too many guns. Well, unfortunately, Fortunately, I hope that's true. Unfortunately, I don't think it is, because most people, most, quote, sportsmen and average gun owners are not trained in the skills of modern combat. The thing that is really irritating to me is that this next round of scare tactics, look, they could parade out a Hollywood production of people dying and bleeding out of their eyes, ears, nose, throat, and other orifices, and basically claim that it's Ebola. We have that story, by the way, you covered it in Texas, of a couple of people literally having some form of a hemorrhagic disease. 100 of the world's preeminent scientists have been murdered, assassinated, liquidated over the last 10 years.
Well, the flu shot itself, which they admit is live virus in many of the varieties they're testing, many top virologists are in the news saying that all this testing of live virus vaccines could actually cause an outbreak. And that's the perfect way to mutate a virus, is to inject it into a bunch of people. They're doing the main swine flu testing in Texas.
Absolutely. Here's the word that people have got to get used to, a word called mutagenic, okay? That means that it's a mutation, or the ability of the viruses to incorporate any of the pre-planned defenses against them. Listen, these people are straight out of the cauldrons of hell, and the idea, and what's the difference if somebody's going to come put a gun in your head and blow your brains out, or give you an injection in which you die later? There are multiple strains of the vaccine for different people according to their perceived threat against the federal government.
Steve Quayle, stay there. Continue to break all this down, the different facets on the other side. Your calls are coming up in the next hour on the flu martial law takeover program.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequaled reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today, or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 19th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $933.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $960.23, $480.11 for the half ounce, or $240.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $960.23, $480.11, and $240.06.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
All right, I want listeners to very carefully pay attention to what we're saying. During that whole flu hysteria that the government and the media created, over a few hundred people dying in Mexico and the United States, maximum, most of those turned out to have died of other illnesses or were already on breathing machines or had cancer or were very elderly. I forgot during that whole hysteria to point out I had foreseen all this in March on the March 5th shows specifically and said they're going to launch a massive flu hysteria, whether it actually kills a bunch of people or not, because I saw them building the mass graves, telling local police get ready for troops to be on the streets. Now suddenly, for any and all reasons, they're putting troops on the streets after they built this up for years. They didn't just do this overnight. And so I see decades of preparation and taking over local governments and paying people off and all of the psyops and the Hollywood movies showing troops with the police and troops at the Kentucky Derby and Super Bowl all coming together now. And I would say there's an 80% chance that they're going to go with it in the fall and that this is the big one. Now, if we get the word out and scream bloody murder, Steve Quayle, do you have any hope that we can back this off if we just go absolutely wild and get the information out? But
well,
adding to that,
I do,
most
Alec,
people...
I do in one respect. I really believe that when we're appealing to the individuals in the military and law enforcement, that if we can give them enough information, there are people out there that are listening to you and I that control the most powerful weapons in the world, that control things that most people don't even know exist. And I'm talking about those that have the systems that echo through the universe that literally should put a stop to this. Because look, if a general in the intelligence community, and by the way, people don't understand that when people break rank with multiple stars, and I'm talking to the National Security Agency and other places, it costs them, in effect, they're signing a death sentence to themselves. So my hope is that by your program, my program, and all the different things we're saying, let me just give you one statement that we've got to get on record, okay? Dr. Mei Wan Ho and biologist Professor Joe Cummings have written that vaccines themselves can be dangerous, especially live attenuated viral vaccines or the new recombinant nucleic acid vaccines. They have the potential to generate the virulent viruses by recombination. The recombinant nucleic acids could cause autoimmune diseases. What that means, and this is something that people have got to understand, those in the military, you should question the vaccines you've been given. Those of you in law enforcement, you're going to be on the first lines of this. By the way, information came to me from some guys in Kansas with, I think, the state patrol there, that they're having some really bad reactions to some of the vaccines they're being forced to take. And also, Alex, I have validated through multiple highway patrols in different states that they're being told they have to be able to redeploy for 30 days. You covered that. But even in Montana, that was just initiated last week, and be able to go another state and be basically on their own for 30 days without any resupply. It's important that people understand this. So the only hope we have, and this is true, is first of all, and I say this with absolute clarity, people have got to recognize the spiritual nature of this thing and absolutely repent for being apathetic, indifferent, and totally caught up with the mundaneness of this.
Yeah, people don't care about 51 million aborted babies and say they're not human. The
right.
New World Order and John P. Holdren, the eugenicists, don't think you have a right to life either. And later, before you leave, let's get into this huge revelation of the eugenicist White House science czar. Steve, what I want to do in the time we have, though, is I want to go point through point with you in the next long segment coming up. I want to go over the history of chemical biological testing on the people. We know the government's done this before. We know in 76 they vaccinated troops at a base that killed them, that started the swine flu epidemic. We know that vaccine killed a bunch of citizens. That's why they had to stop.
2,000, Alex. 2,000 people died. 4,000 people were permanently incapacitated.
Well, that's a conservative government number. Yeah, I've seen it as high as 10. You're right.
I can tell you that's what they admit to. The numbers I was told by people in the background said it was 10 times higher, and they said they quit reporting it, too. They went into damage control mode where they literally, he said, Steve, they are burying people faster than they could count them.
Well, that's the issue. We have to go through these because when you're saying this, it's all mainstream news. When you're saying the points you're making, it's all admitted. When you talk about the fact that there are scores of different indeterminate numbers, I know it's more than 30 or 40 last time I saw the list, of test vaccines of live virus being given, that's mainstream news. When they admit it's causing incredible adverse reactions, that the virus is now mutating in the body, that Texas suddenly has 5 new mutations, according to the State Health Department last week, caused from the vaccinating, they're clearly trying to have this genetically engineered flu virus mutate. And it's admittedly manufactured. So, and then on top of it, the flu vaccines they're trying to develop won't cover whatever it's mutated into in the future. So
they're
there's no reason to initiate it, Alex.
They're designed to initiate it. They're not covering.
Stay there.
They're not defending. They're not protecting. They're initiating.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633.
or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing has been skillfully directed. The whole thing's been scripted and built and prepared over years. We know that this flu was manufactured. That's now admitted in the lab. Top virologists and epidemiologists are on record. You can just Google anything we're talking about and you'll see the mainstream news on it. Why, if it just killed a few people in Mexico City and a few people in the U.S., and regular flu kills tens of thousands every year in the U.S., did they hype it? That was the primer as the pretext and the cover to move the troops in, move the FEMA NORTHCOM system in. We told you NORTHCOM was going to forcibly inoculate. That's now CNN. That's now Fox. They're openly saying martial law is good. Forced inoculations are good. Fox News saying, I was just at a Pentagon meeting. They're going to lock down the cities and have forced quarantines. And then the feds are telling the locals everywhere, if one person gets a cold, they shut the school down. They act all scared. They indoctrinate the kids with fear right as the inoculation season comes in with public school and school starting. And I talked to one of my employees who had to go in getting ready for the first days of school, and they were like, there's no such thing as a vaccine waiver form. She pulled it out, and they said, oh, okay, we'll accept that. But don't tell anybody about this, because they've been told, you lose your job if you don't get this stuff in their body. When the White House science chief wrote a government policy book on how to sterilize you through the vaccines. Now, this is real. We can see that it's staged in a hoax. The question is, how bad is it going to be? I got a bunch of points I want to go through with Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com. We're going to get into Holdren. We're going to take your calls next hour and a lot more, but the phones aren't open yet. Steve, you've got a lot of intel, a lot of points to make about the history of this, the preparations, the troop deployments. Talk about the intel you've got and worst case scenario, if they think their trial balloon is successful as they test the public, as they test terrorizing the public right now, beating the drum, building up towards October to try to ram through their whole agenda while everybody's fearing for their lives under flu lockdown and the government poses as the savior, scripting things like a Hollywood script, casting themselves as the saviors, as, you know, Mighty Mouse coming to the rescue. What is the worst case scenario? What is it the globalists want to get out of this? If they think we're going to go along with it, what is your, because you're a guy talking about this in 95, writing books about it in 95, 96, laying out exactly what was happening now, saying that the flu and other pathogens would be used because it makes everybody guilty and is the perfect cover for a political takeover.
Well, absolutely. And first of all, Alex, I believe that it's multiple agendas, plural, okay? The bottom line is we're dealing with multiple strains, and some of this stuff is very real. You asked about the history of it. Remember when we had hoof and mouth disease released in Britain? Remember when we had the situation with mad cow? I was on the radio. I was doing hundreds of talk radio shows saying this is an intentional release. This didn't just happen. Dr. David Kelly, the head of British military Ministry of Defense's biological weapons program, he saw this coming. There is a book that's been written about all of his previous research that's been sort of held at bay by a British Q letter, meaning you can't publish it because they're claiming it's national security. I think if people want to watch what's going to come down in this country, watch what's going down in Britain, because now they're claiming 100,000 people a day are going to be infected. Listen, there are normal transmission routes and normal transmission vectors, the vector being that which carries the pathogen. The point is that you cannot get what they want to accomplish. The Illuminati wants the death of 5.5 billion people. We cannot lose track of that. They openly talk about it. They've openly stated it. You've quoted so many Rockefeller quotes. You've quoted so many New World Order elitist quotes. But that's what the end game is, okay? So it is.
By the way, Holdren is nicer. He doesn't say 90% like Pianca or Bill Gates or Ted Turner. He only wants to kill 75% of us.
Right. Well, quick and dirty, that's still close to, 4.5 million.
But isn't that nice of him?
Well, sure. And see, this is the disconnect, Alex, by lethal injection. And here's what people have got to understand. And I don't know how to communicate any more clearly than this. There are multiple strains of genetically altered viruses. Based on when you're stopped at a roadblock and you will be given your stainless steel band with your RFID chip, they're checking a data computer instantly. So let's say Alex Jones and Steve Quayle get touched. I mean, listen, they want to shoot us more than vaccines, my brother, and by the grace of God, they will not succeed. But the point is that that's where the determination goes. Listen, it's no longer the blue pill, the red pill, the blue pill. It's a red list, the blue list, the green list. And what we're talking about, Alex, is multiple strains of some of the most deadly viruses. Do you remember when I started talking, you and I started talking those days about the Spanish flu being reanimated from the cadavers that were dug up out
of... And they now admit part of this has been engineered into it, and they now admit the Army is going to give us wristbands and set up checkpoints, and they're training for the militia to attack it.
Well, yeah, and so, but let me share this. Nobody believed that. I mean, I was laughed at by publishers. I'm not going to woe is me thing. I'm just telling you. So I published my book, Breathe No Evil, is specifically at that point in history. But then following through, the Spanish flu became so important to me because I saw the most money that, and according to different people I've talked to, here's the thing. The bottom line is the who can tell you the what cannot tell you the who, okay? So it's not important who tells you, it's what they tell you. And if what they tell you consistently lines up, and that is they want the death of, your quoted guy, 4.5 billion, everyone else we quoted 5.5 billion, how are they going to do that? Notice the global pandemic theme when they don't even have a epidemic in most countries. Notice the nature of the fear tactics. Notice how the press, you just ran through the litany. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it is mind control. It's neuro-linguistic programming. People say, well, if I don't buy their lie, how will I buy food? How will I feed my babies? Listen, a SWAT team took over a hospital in Kalispell, Montana 2 weeks ago, told the head nurse there that they're getting ready for a total civilian uprising. This is Montana, Alex. I mean, we got cities in Montana, only 50,000 people.
Hey, we've had the emergency managers on months before it came out mainstream news. My point is everything we say gets confirmed, where the police are being trained in every town and city for the military, the vets to attack them, and to lock up citizens and do this. And they're now admitting that they're training for a citizen uprising and hardening all the police stations. Cops, what is it that's so horrible that was planned that they knew to set all this up before the flu ever showed up? It's premeditated. It's a setup.
It is. And Alex, what I want to share with every law enforcement within the sound of our mutual voices, and this thing goes around the world, is that when they're done with you, the reason they're telling you to be deployed in other states is you're not coming back. Thank God in Montana, I know some Texas highway patrolmen are down there. You guys call them state troopers or whatever, but they know what the game is. How do you say to a patrolman in any state, get ready to leave your state, leave your family and children, and we'll take care of them? Yeah, right. And go be deployed in some other state, because that way you can get around your conscience about firing on your own.
Look, the globalists funded Hitler. They funded Lenin, Stalin, Mao. David Rockefeller wrote op-eds in the New York Times praising the 60 million killed. It's in my film Endgame. You cannot make up this magnitude of evil. Folks, they want to do in America what they did in Germany and Russia and China. They are not playing games. They want to wipe the middle class out, just like Ukraine. They mean business.
Now, I think the most horrific thing in the last 24 to 48 hours is the open statements from the head of Department of Homeland Security, for Nate. You've carried it on your website. I've carried it, that they want people to spy on each other. Now we get the whole thing that Rush Limbaugh is talking about, and you know, and everybody's talking about it. Gee, they're asking people to turn others in. Where is the disconnect? We are in a supercharge on steroids, Nazification, total destruction, and it pisses me off that people are standing by who have voices, and shame, shame, shame on you. The Lord God of heaven rebuke those of you that could stop this, and you still refuse to do anything about it.
Let me expand on that. You're right. Limbaugh is covering it right now. The White House confirmed, this is from whitehouse.gov, White House calls for citizens to inform on opponents of Obamacare. And then in that video, we have the link to the newscast where they're saying the police may arrest you if you criticize him. I mean, that's what I mean. Steve Quayle, I can't even believe this is actually happening. I mean, I've known it was coming for years. I've known it was being set up. But, I mean, they're really going to try a Soviet-style purge in America, and they think they're going to use flu as the cover for it to acclimate everybody. How do we stop them, Steve? How do we short-circuit this clear psyop?
Well, first of all, information, information, information. I would advise everyone to start sending the major networks, the listeners to you, listeners to me, major networks, saying if they don't stop the propaganda for the Nazification of the destruction of American citizens, everybody has to basically say to you, listen, we're your listeners, we're the people that buy your stuff, you have to cut them off economically. Second of all, the thing is that you have to appeal to anybody you know and everyone you know to do the same thing. Look at, Alex, you quoted, I think you were playing, weren't you, Spector's statements and the response from the town halls to him and others. People have got to recognize that they have a voice now. If they have no voice and choose to remain silent, they're dead. You know, the point is that it's now or never. See, this isn't, and I want to make something clear, this is no longer a fake out. This is a total takeout, okay? They have done their testing. They've done their beta testing. They know, you know, everybody. This is why so many threats are being made. This is why people are having real-time surveillance by agents on them. This is why, you know, they're so afraid of Obamacare. Because what is Obamacare? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll make it easy for you. It's euthanasia, and it's a total destruction of free will in America to choose your own destiny, and we are being systematically destroyed. And
by the way, Steve Quayle, that is not your opinion. I have the bill. I've gone over the subsections where it socializes, takes over, the government takes more of your check. It's like workers' compensation, or it's like, where employees and employers have to pay in for their unemployment insurance, and then you never get one-tenth of it. They just deny it all. It's like government health care. They're going to take a big part of your check now, and then you get an aspirin when you have a heart attack. I mean, this is such a takeover, and then Obama's people are running around saying it's lies if you say it. Meanwhile, Daschle wrote a book saying if you're above 60, you don't get eye surgery or brain surgery. Right. I mean, they really say they're going to ration care. It's all eugenics. They talk about it in this book.
It's happening in Oregon right now. Oregon will no longer, pay for chemotherapy. They're saying they'll fund your assisted suicide. And I'm telling people, if you don't believe in assisted suicide, well, then you better get up to the speed, because the point is they're about ready to assist in your genocide. Alex, here's
Time Newsweek, they're all, every time I read them, in fact, I have some right here, they're promoting euthanasia and how it's beautiful and how it's wonderful. But it isn't your right to choose. It's the government killing you. And they have this article I saw. It was either in Time or Newsweek, actually. Where are those two Times and Newsweeks I had in here earlier in the week? The point is, they were in my stack. They're gone now. Oh, here they are. In one of these articles, well, I'm interrupting. The point is that it actually says, well, having the right to die is good, but should the government be able to kill you? See, as soon as they get you to the point of, oh, it's beautiful to be able to kill yourself, next it's, is it also beautiful
well,
for the government to kill you?
Yeah, why don't you set a good example, all of you guys who are promoting it on Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS. Listen, they're vomit brokers. People are either going to drown in their stupidity, their indifference, or someone else's cocktail, you know, from hell.
Oh, look, the Grim Reaper's taking the old person. It talks about how beautiful the death is, how these people committed suicide, like Romeo and Juliet. And then it says, oh, but should the government kill you? Because it mentions governments in Northern Europe actually kill the people without them wanting to die. And she goes, well, you know, maybe it's reasonable, Steve.
Yeah, again, Alex, the thing is that if people do not turn off their television sets. Listen, here's the thing. Why, and look, it's not spooky. The whole change to HDTV, okay? There are realms of the electromagnetic spectrum, I'll just say this, that people are unaware of. There are scientists who were trying to bring this out to the public that are being systematically executed or threatened. The thing is that...
No, I've been to the UT psychology department. They admit, I was there 7 years ago, with the flicker rate, they have monkeys chained down, and they're practicing how to put us into a mesmerized state. That's admitted. That's right. Taught in RTF.
Yeah, and also with Gwen Towers, GWEN Towers. You see, this is the thing, Alex, that people have got to understand. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Troop movements all across the country, tanks, Bradleys, Humvees with 50 calibers mounted.
Not just troop movements. They're openly deploying the Army for car wrecks, drunk drivers, counties don't have money. I mean, they're openly taking over.
Right, and that's the thing that people, you know, forgive me, Alex, martial law is in effect right now.
It is. No, it's in effect right now, exactly as I've said for years and you've said. The feds were going to bankrupt the states, and then they'd say, oh, from Schenectady, New York, to Birmingham, Alabama, oh, the Army's here now. The feds will take over. It's happening.
Right, and I want to share something. The most troubling thing that I know is a French general was just appointed ahead of the NATO troops for the United States. You know, we've caught a lot of crap from a lot of skeptics and scornful, you know, wicked people over the years. But now, isn't it amazing that a French general is appointed head over the NATO troops in the United States? There are reports, Alex, coming from the field, even U.S. military, career officers, and others saying, we have these foreign observers. You know what I tell them? Guess what the foreign observers are there to do? They're not just to watch effectively how you do your job. If you fail to do your job, they whack you. And see, people say, well, that can't happen in America.
No, that's InfraGuard. That's the 56,000 infrastructure protection officers. It's all admitted.
Right. So I hope what people understand this. In other words, there are foreign military officers slash assassins assigned to different units of the U.S. military that should any of the U.S. military fail for conscience, fear of God, fear of the Lord, whatever, concern for their own families, they will be, you know, targeted, executed. It's like the SS. That's what Hitler originally set the SS up, was to make sure that his troops fell in line. Now we have triple S. We have steroids.
My God. Look, I want to go through flu issues and then take calls. I want to go through the eugenics. I haven't gotten your take on Holdren. He is in the Associated Press and Wall Street Journal calling for terraforming the planet. We know they're engineering the droughts to starve out the third world, which they propose in their own publications. Now he's in the mainstream news saying, oh, they want a weather control, but to help you, they're being forced to admit this because we've been exposing them. I want to talk about how you see this unfolding first, though, in October and November, and how they're going to use this flu fear-mongering as the pretext to get their whole agenda through. Steve Quayle's our guest, stevequayle.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're live on TV as well, simulcasting the radio at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is the end. All right, I want to go through specific questions for Steve Quayle. In just a moment, we go back to him. I want him specifically how he sees it unfolding, how they'll announce more cases. Will they release something that actually kills a bunch of people to ensure the hysteria? What do we know is in these test vaccines? What have we caught them doing in the past? Before we do that, though, I need to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make today's show possible. Diginet personal audio video recorder. Now, I have seen similar pens and systems 3 to 4 times the cost. In fact, I've seen the exact same pen for 3 to 4 times, depending on which website or shop. Years ago, or about a year ago, at the Bilderberg to spy on them, I bought this very same pen for about $140 a piece. You can get these for like $50. And they've got very inexpensive systems of small hidden cameras in your car, with hidden wiring, very easy to install. You can install it yourself in minutes. Plugs into a tiny SD card, records hours of video to record the globalist or corrupt police or whatever you need to protect yourself. Everybody should visit diginet.net. They are patriots. Diginet, diginet.net. Diginet.net. Check them out today. They are the place. Diginet.net. Also, I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can happen to cut off your electrical power: hurricanes, snow, ice storms, depressions, wars, globalist activity, stage rolling blackouts, you name it. Listeners should move getting off the grid, and here's a way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available for longtime sponsors, Losers from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. The globalists don't own the sun yet, folks, so get prepared today at MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Okay, Steve, I keep jumping in. You keep jumping in. We're doing a good job here, but it's just there's so many facets, so much proof. I mean, we're so much alike. We're trying to just warn them and show them. It's like being in a car with a nut driving it. You know he's about to run off the road and kill you, but he won't stop. How do you see this unfolding? How do you see them, from studying the globalist, unfolding this, ratcheting this up?
Well, we're seeing it right now, but basically the media will be the mouthpiece, the military will be the enforcement, and the apathy and indifference is what they're counting on. See, one of the things that they're counting on is the sleep inducement that they've been able to do, and I don't mean literal sleep, but I mean putting everybody kind of into a state of, well, you know, they would never do that. I think the thing that's going to, everybody's got to watch is the death of the American dollar. I would say, now, you're asking specifics. This is as specific as it gets. You're going to see the dollar get hammered more and more as we get towards late August, okay? concurrent with the stress on the financial system and concurrent with the stress on the Obama administration by people challenging it and pointing out all of the crooks that are incorporated into it, I think you're going to see more and more draconian measures taken. You're going to see multiple gun incidents. Now, how does this all relate? Easy. You cannot vaccinate a man who's able to shoot back, can you, Alex? You cannot force someone to do something if they still have any freedom. You're going to see specific substances. You're going to see pharmaceutical, which is already happening, the necessary drugs for people who are on antidepressants. Those are going to start disappearing. And the pharmacists are going to say to you, by the way, pharmacists already told me this is happening. We're having the hardest time getting that. People who suffer from chronic pain, gee, we're having a hard time getting pain relief. People are going to begin to see that the noose is tightening on them. More and more people are going to become disgruntled. Thrown into that mix are going to be professional agitators. And I mean, listen, these guys think nothing about shooting, killing any way they can, multiple groups of people.
Well, that's like Operation Northwood. Stay there. Back in 70 seconds with Steve Quayle. Your calls are coming up. We're going to continue with Steve laying this out. Then I want to look at the vaccines themselves, what they're doing. These are live vaccines. These are already causing all sorts of illnesses and bad reactions. The forced inoculations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've been asking my questions to Steve Quayle. It's your chance to ask them coming up in the next segment, specifically on the police state buildup, economy, the plunging dollar, the Chinese this week and last week not buying treasury bills that are offered. How the globalists plan to use a flu hysteria fear-mongering as their cover. I'm not trying to toot our horn either. I'm just saying that people need to pay attention to what we're saying. Back in March, I said I believe that stage flu was in the cards because of the intel we were getting. Major movements, mass graves, federalization of police, troop buildups, hardening of police facilities for flu. So it wasn't hard to say, look out for flu. Steve has been harping on this, you know, for 14, 15 years, in depth, with precision. Then we've now seen the massive buildup towards this. Remember, I got an internal document from the state of Texas from a local administrator in the city of Austin, who I know personally. And it had phone numbers and names of doctors where they met with the feds back in April, and they said, we're not really at level four, we're really at level five, and in 96 hours we're going to level six, but the public won't be told this for months. And under that, forced inoculations, lockdowns, all of that. We're now, and then they announced a month ago, oh, back in April we went to level six. I posted that document with phone numbers, and PSYOPs went online and said I was a liar and did not call the phone numbers. Later it was all confirmed. See, you judge a tree by its fruits. I'm getting attacked. Steve's getting attacked. Pray for us. We need those prayers. Steve, continue with breaking down how this unfolds.
Well, first of all, too, food. Everything I'm hearing is that there's going to be, once the banking crisis is formally announced that the insiders that are going to be taking over all areas where food are stored, that means university cafeterias, that means food stores, grocery stores, any place, Alex, retirement homes, food supply, everything is going to center around food. So they're going to manipulate you to have to take the vaccine by claiming that if you go into a food store, grocery store, whatever, shopping mart, that without the, you're going to be endangering the public welfare. Now remember, public welfare can be as broadened as possible. I think the most telling thing that can give everyone a real heads up is that when they begin to see open military in their towns, by, I don't know how you and I can make it any clearer than this.
It's already happening.
Yeah, it's already happening. But see, they're still wondering if it's just a PSYOP. No, it's not a PSYOP. This is, I'm sorry, I used the wrong word. This is the deployment, and they are deploying the troops.
This is not a pre-preparatory PSYOP. This is the big move, you're saying.
Yeah, and this is not just a national-level exercise. Listen, I am absolutely terrified when they announce an exercise because I think of all the other things that have happened, including 9/11 in the presence.
Well, if you look at the exercises, they start with NLE-09 and run straight through into the winter.
Yep. Listen, let me say this too, Alex. You know, in San Antonio, there's a nurse that described three unrelated patients who all had a hemorrhagic virus that came within 2 days. One of the people died, and she said the doctors didn't even know what the virus was. That's because doctors, nurses, hear me. You've never seen them before because they never existed before until they genetically altered and made them in a laboratory.
Well, what has Bianca at UT said? He says, soon the airborne Ebola, these are, you can pull up these quotes, will be among us, 90% will die. And he said, I'm ready for me and my wife and family to die. I'm sad about it, but we're all ready to die. And his students work in bioweapons production and email me, and we post it with their graduate papers saying they want to kill all of us.
Right, Alex, one of the biggest things I think is a tip-off that this is not a exercise is up even in what's called the Glacier International Airport, which is up in still Kalispell, Whitefish, Montana area. C-130s were doing touch-and-goes with their rear cargo door down. They only do that for fast deployment of armor under what they consider attack, enemy attack. They're getting ready to close the border, the Canadian border, so that people cannot flee what's getting ready to come. The slaughterhouse of the United States of America is soon to begin.
Well, there's no doubt the globalists have said that in their own textbooks. It's clear they're setting up to try it. We better expose them like our lives depend on it. A lot of other key points coming up.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie.
that covers even the food they want you to eat? Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, even as we face down the New World Order, we have to continue funding our operation. We've got to do that with political pamphlets, books, videos, things that wake others up. So it's a win-win situation for everybody. We have the new Obama Joker t-shirts with Obama Socialism, Obama Fascism under it, ObamaInfoWars.com, a bunch of different messages. And it's similar to the popular image that was spammed all over the walls of Los Angeles by some unnamed party. It's all available right now at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. A lot of people ordering it. We have the t-shirts being manufactured right now. They'll be in next week and shipped out to you. So be the first person to have one of these. This image just hit the streets Monday, and we've already got it in mass production on Tuesday, shipping out next week. So get those at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, I want to go to phone calls. Stan, Steve, Mark, Andy, Tim, and many others. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. But when I go to callers, ask your question of Steve or myself, or and then make a quick point, and then we're going to let you go so the next person can get on. But I wanted to run through a few more points here in the 51 minutes we have left before Ron Paul gets here, so we got to hurry. And I'll have Steve back up later next week because there's so much he's got to cover. And in between the two of us, there's so many facets. Food, total control. The feds have been practicing locking down food centers and admitting that. They did everything they could to get us into compact cities, urbanize us, get us off the land, animal ID, premises ID to shut down the farms and ranches, consolidate in big agribusiness. The UN says they'll use food as a weapon in Africa, in Asia, in Latin America. They actually will get the people starving and then make them come in and accept shots to get food. Then they sterilize them. The UN's been caught doing this. And the White House is proposing, the White House science czar, it's already going on. We know that this flu shot, all the different varieties, doesn't even cover the mutations. Doesn't even protect you. The public's stampeding and taking last year's flu shot that has nothing to do with it. We know they're testing all these different vaccines that are live virus. That is mainstream news. The Associated Press reports swine flu vaccines contain live H1N1 virus. Disease African monkeys used to make swine flu vaccines. Private military contractor holds key patents. Squalene, the swine flu vaccine, in studies by medical doctors in major universities, found that the FDA's use of the vaccine in animals and humans has triggered all sorts of serious illnesses. I mean, this is just so incredible. So many people now, even when they're juvenile, are getting arthritis. It's causing autoimmune responses. It goes on and on. Steve Quayle, continue.
I think one of the things that has to be really gotten through to everyone, Alex, is that there's a convergence of things that are heading into the fall, including the swine flu. First of all, for 4 years, and this is critical because it's so close to telling you what you're asking me, what specifics. We have been tracking on my radio program and a lot of contributing military people and others in the intelligence community the presence of Russian and Chinese subs off the coast. Now, different forms said I was full of crap and my co-host, Hawk, we didn't know what we were talking about. The thing is that when you have two Akula-class subs off the East Coast, and what they're not telling the people is they're opening their launch platforms, and they have...
Wait, I got to stop you again, Steve, because I never toot our horn or your horn like we should. I remember you last year freaking out about this on this show, and this year, here's the New York Times today, Russian subs patrolling off East Coast of U.S. for the first time since the Cold War. And there it is.
Yeah, that's a lie, though.
How did you know that?
Well, first of all, I can't know that unless somebody helps me to know that. But the real story, Alex, isn't even just that. The bottom line is that here's the thing. Listen, there are people that won't believe me, won't believe you, won't believe Hawk, won't believe the different guys out there that are sounding the alarm until it shows up in the mainstream press. So if it shows up in the mainstream press, and all I can say to all you people that have been poo-pooing this is let the blood of innocent Americans be on your heads and hands because you did everything you could to discredit. Let me share what's going on right now. The fact of the back-channel information, the situation between the Russians and the United States is not good at all, okay? Neither is the situation with China and the U.S. They are absolutely, China is holding the majority of U.S. commercial paper worldwide. And I think that it's really important that people understand that during the last week's drills that there were red Chinese observers there and that, listen, the military and the guard in continental United States have been told not to make plans for 18 months. That's how long, Alex, they expect this uprising, quote, their word, not mine, to take place. And again, listen, we've been told by sources deep in the military that for the law enforcement officials that their families are going to be supposedly held in a safe place while they are deployed, but that they're not. They're going to be held almost as hostages and pawns to basically force the cops to do what they normally wouldn't do. Now, this is coming from inside military, and, you know, the whole event is to basically put our law enforcement out there as the first line of enforcement and then get them all the way. This is exactly what Hitler did. And so we've got Israel and Iran, the wild cards. We've got Russian and Chinese subs. And we don't have the P-3 Orion sub-chasing capabilities we used to have. We've got real problems within our sold-out Pentagon. We have sold some of our most important national secrets. And by the way, I don't think people mentioned this story. $50 billion is what Obama was going to give, or the Chinese were going to give the Obama administration for all the B-2 stealth fighter or stealth bomber and stealth fighter secrets. Did you hear that story?
Yes, I saw that. But
right,
Steve,
now, why is that important? Because these are the people that are dismantling the United States to turn it into their happy hunting ground for the global elitists. And so when I hear that someone high in the intelligence community has just defected and he said that he will not be responsible for the death of 25 to 50 million Americans, if that doesn't get through, then, Alex, I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to communicate.
Steve, I want to be clear. The globalists want to re-engineer America. They want to, once and for all, break the back of the country. They need a massive culling. They need something like Stalin or Lenin did or Mao did. And to do that, they're going to need a cover, like flu, to get their people in place and to get the troops and military to go along with it to set that precedent. Why, for several years, we've confirmed, in and around a flu outbreak, are the troops that stupid that when the feds come and say gun owner militias are going to attack you at checkpoints? Well, yeah, because they're going to be at checkpoints breaking families up. I've been to these drills. Now they're doing live action drills with real checkpoints. In Missouri, I just showed the mainstream news article earlier on screen. How do they plan on fomenting this uprising? Don't the military and police realize they're going to corner the American people? The people are going to riot because of starvation or not taking shots or whatever the case is. And then that sets the precedent to use the troops against us?
Well, right. I would not put it past them, and I'm sure they got too many scenarios as relayed to me years ago. They will set up the ideal situation where they will force specific people to fight for their lives, and then they're going to blame it as an ambush on the right wing. It'll only be paid international mercenaries attacking, you know, well-meaning, and I don't mean this with any disrespect, but really not that aware police and probably not that aware
No, absolutely. Operation Northwood says attack our own police inside the country. They're going to murder police on camera and put it on the news to get the cops hyped up to wage war with the people.
Right.
And they want to get a civil war kicked off in this country to wreck everything. And just like Argentina, I've had their economist on, in a year and a half, people won't rebel anymore. They'll just be glad to have the electricity turned back on.
Absolutely. That was what Khrushchev said. Americans would cave in 6 days without electricity, maybe 6 or 7 days. So here's the deal, though. It's going to be important. You're saying, how can it be screwed up? They will have to play their hand if everybody in local law enforcement, the National Guard, just simply box at it. And listen, if they're given an order to kill their fellow countrymen, at that point, they've got to consider who gave the order. Here's something, Alex, that will really help everybody understand. This is as specific as I can make it. You first, here's what they're doing, the PSYOPs. They're identifying a group. Now they're vilifying that group. Gun owners, militia, you name it. Whatever they fill in the blank, constitutionals, patriots, radio talk show hosts. Then they nullify them. Well, those people are no good. That's what Obama's ACORN is all about and all of his grassroots movement. The fact that they have to put the National Security Agency, 1,000 people, on the Internet to try and debunk 9/11. Hello, people. Would you do that if there wasn't anything to it?
And by the way, they admit now the Pentagon is hiring private contractors and has their own people out there countering us, countering the In the Fed groups. I mean, they're openly listing us as the enemy when obviously Northcom is owned and run by foreign offshore banks that are engaged in a criminal, illegitimate corporate takeover of this country, Steve. I mean, I think the solution is you get the word out to the military, you get it out to the police, you point out that we've been right in the past, you give them the materials, I'm talking to listeners, like your lives and the future depends on it. Because I believe if we get the word out about this, and we show people and educate them and go, look, police, they built all this up. We know you got training for a flu outbreak in the last year before they even launched this. Don't you see how they built the infrastructure? And right as it was complete, as the paint was drying, they launched this because they're behind schedule. This is staged. The flu shot doesn't protect you. It's deadly. The government's been caught putting chemical and biologicals in shots before. They're eugenicists. They have a plan for this. The globalists are trying to take down America. This is real. It's really happening. You've got to stand with the people and spread the word. If we don't do that, it's going to be bad. And we may not even completely stop them, but at least we can weaken what they do and hope they just fearmonger and settle for getting some soft-kill cancer viruses and sterilants implanted in 20, 30 million idiots that take the shots.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 19th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $933.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $960.23, $480.11 for the half ounce, or $240.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $960.23, $480.11, and $240.06.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800- 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O, Green Clean, BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreen Clean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
Steve has quit doing his radio show. The only two shows he'll do are this one and George Norrie's. We're honored to have him. He's going to pop back in next week with us. I want to go to your calls in this segment and the next. Before he leaves us, I want to get his take on Holdren's eugenics Bible, White House Science Czar. I mean, they have a history of this. They've been caught doing it, and clearly this flu is just a hoax unless they release something more deadly to get the public to take the shot. But they're certainly using it to federalize and internationalize and take over. So that's coming up. Right now, we've got Steve in Chicago. Steve, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex and Steve. I don't know if you followed it, but Mutual Bank, that was a local chain with branches in Texas, was closed in the Chicago area. Significance is that they originated through Tony Rezko, Obama's mortgage. So they announced it at 6 o'clock on Friday. I have money there as a deposit.
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go, Steve. I expressly ask callers to call and ask. You know, we're hurtling towards September and October and November and December. They're openly saying lockdown, troops on the streets, forced inoculation on CNN. Obama is a puppet. He's dropping like a stone. That's why they're going to stage something. And I just ask you to call in about the big, serious issue. Okay? No more of this, callers. When I have a special guest on and we're covering a specific issue and I open the phones up, I'm not going to do it. Stan in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Steve and Alex. I believe that our own worst enemy is going to be in our own home, because I'm going to tell you why. I believe a lot of your relatives are going to try to coerce you in taking these flu vaccinations, and I want Steve's take on this.
Well, I mean, I believe the literal scripture that says the enemy of a man's life are going to be those of his own household. What happens when a husband won't and a wife will? What happens when the kids can't go to school? Because, and let me make the plea to everyone, do not sacrifice your family or your children or any loved ones for convenience. Get out of the necessity to be where you're not going to be able to be if you don't get the flu shot. Take your life into your own hands. But I agree with you, caller. I've watched it happen too many times, even in my own family with a former son-in-law.
Well, they know how to scare people. They know how to create hysteria. They know how to create fear. Thank you, Stan. Great point. And to create that stampeding, that herding the people over the edge of the cliff, That's why before we get into that area, and Steve's right, it's happening now, the fear-mongering, the hype by the enemy. We're saying be scared because we know their shots have been deadly. We know they engineered the swine flu outbreak from the military base with inoculations in 76. I mean, even 60 Minutes admits that. I mean, what we're telling you is a fact. Don't take the shots, folks. I mean, what happens when real flu deaths start by the tens of thousands? They're going to hype it. If they almost had total lockdown over a couple deaths, what's going to happen with thousands, Steve?
Well, here's the deal, too, Alex. I don't think people understand that in the chemtrail spraying that's been gone on, which is not BS, it's real, and there are multiple factions incorporating multiple projects within the chemtrail spraying, is that would be the preliminary, if you will, poison to be followed by a secondary or a tertiary injection. People have got to ask yourself, why are they saying that some kids will have to have four different shots? I absolutely am appalled, and it's abhorrent to me as a human being that these devils, these monsters, would use children as guinea pigs, and not just your kids or my grandkids, but everybody's kids. And we are not fit to be called human beings, and we are not fit to be called parents if we sit by and do nothing. Now, if the kids are old and they take that against our counsel, then that's in God's hands. But the bottom line is, Alex, this is not just the flu. Here's what I want everyone to start thinking of. Think of the word viral cocktail, and it will be more accurate than H1N1 or H1N5.
Well, think about this. They're saying they want to give people all these experimental shots. It's already going on, already killing people, already causing adverse reactions. The Gardasil's killing a bunch of people. They don't care. Bayer's shipping out HIV and shots, killing people. They don't care. Bird flu vaccines, killing people in mass. Mainstream news, the media goes, oh, that's no big deal. That's acceptable losses. Meanwhile, I mean, this is just so incredible to see. They admit it's mutating in the people and could create something. Do they know this is designed to mutate into something deadly? Because normally a virus mutates into something harmless or less harmful. How can they be saying for a certainty it's going to be devastating? I mean, that shows it's engineered.
It does show it's engineered. Let me just put everyone into perspective historically. When mad cow disease first became of any concern to anyone, I started saying, listen, it's a bioweapon. Here's the history. It was basically designed from something in New Guinea called Kuru. The headhunters who would eat their fallen enemies, they were developing a form of spongiform encephalopathy. That was taken to the U.S. military's bioweapons development program. The bottom line is, Alex, what they're going to pour out on people and literally pour out in whatever manner, way, shape, or form is going to be a viral cocktail, and it's going to be so horrifically lethal that it would not surprise me.
Well, look, it's also going to be soft kill, a lot of it. People are dying of cancer at age 5 now. They're getting Alzheimer's when they're 30. I mean, people are dying left and right. They are doing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real.
Don't miss out. Secure a front sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Quayle will be joining us next Wednesday at high noon, Central Standard Time, 11 a.m. his time, Mountain, stevequayle.com is the website, stevequayle.com, we'll give you that spelling here in a moment. We also have a link to it up on Infowars.com, and he's not pumping it, but he should be. We'll talk about some of his books that he has written specifically on all this. Holdren is proposing chemtrailing to save the Earth's atmosphere. They're already doing it, and that's what's causing the droughts. That's been proven. I've had the father of weather weapons on. The father of weather weapons that AP and Reuters has met is the father of weather weapons, documenting what they're really doing. I want to go back to your calls, Mark, Andy, Tim, Rich, Mike, and others here in just a moment. Before I do that, speaking of race-specific bioweapon and how they've been caught putting them in vaccines, that is covered in Holdren's own White House science czar battle plan, eco-science, that we broke here, pushed out into the national news, thanks to you, the listeners, and that now has been covered by CNN, AP, you name it. But they say, oh, maybe it is good to forcibly sterilize and take all kids at birth and raise them in CPS facilities. And the British news yesterday said 20,000 homes to get cameras to watch their kids with CPS. I mean, this is 1984. They really are announcing troops on the streets of America. But I had the former CNN producers and reporters, writers for Rolling Stone, writers for Harper's on last week. Their film, Anthrax War, that we sell at Infowars.com. They interviewed the head of South African bioweapons, who sold to the U.S. and to England and to Israel race-specific bioweapons that are put in vaccines to sterilize you. This is not a game. This is not a joke. This is so important, ladies and gentlemen, to get anthrax war, to show it to friends and family. My point is, everybody we talk to that's researching finds the same thing. They're doing it. It's real. It's not just my film Endgame or Holdren, the Science Czar's book, or the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment. In fact, we're going to cover the eugenics angle now and then go back to your calls with Steve Quayle. Before I do that, one other sponsor that I wanted to thank here, if I had the sponsor folder. Here it is. It is the sponsors that make this show possible. And I just want to thank all of our great sponsors. I've been forgetting to plug our sponsors lately, so I'm catching up today. Please take note of these sponsors. You just heard Steve Quayle separately saying, get prepared, get storable foods, get ready. Well, the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com, high quality, non-hybrid, non-GMO, triple enamel cans, recently packaged. They package it every month. One of the biggest outfits out there. Great people. This is who we believe in, where I've gotten my storable food. eFoodsDirect.com. Free videos online. Brochures. Water filters. Cook stoves. They've got boogie packs. Getaway packs. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. Give them a call at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. I believe in all this. I mean, you know, I'm trying to find a little piece of property, but I can't really afford anything. So we've got an East Texas ranch I can try to run to. I don't know about negative the checkpoints. You got to kind of move your family out before this happens. I've got storable food. I, you know, and Folks, I know this is real. They could be beta testing to set the precedent for forced inoculations and federal lockdowns and fear-mongering for events in the future. But I've never seen such a real-time buildup and a hustle to get the troops and police state and brainwashing and fear-mongering in place. Going back to Steve Quayle. Steve, we have limited time here, as right. You know, my friend.
One of the things, too, I want to just really say, okay, one of the books that is absolutely important to understand what we're talking about that I wrote is called Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters. They can get it by, you know, calling my store, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, because what's going to happen, Alex, they're tuning in and turning up the power on all of their ionospheric heaters. That's not just HARP, okay? What happens is they can electromagnetically attenuate the virus, okay? Massive studies, people can go do their homework, I've done mine. So we're talking about something that is the combination of Ebola pox, that's Ebola and smallpox. We're talking about combinations of the Spanish flu, 1918 influenza, and we're talking about when I hear a doctor or a nurse say, but we've never seen it before, I ask them, why is that? And they shake their head. They don't know. My simple answer is because it has not existed before. The whole
Well, that's how you and I knew this was manufactured day one, was because it had never before been seen. The regular flu viruses always have a lineage. This was brand new, and now we were proven right. Top virologists are saying it was made in a lab.
Right, and when they knock off, can I tell you something? The biggest story of the decade, in my opinion, was the dead scientist / the murder of Dr. David Kelly. I was on with George Norrie the night Dr. Kelly, or, you know, the day he was killed, but of the night, and I talked about it. And I got emails, oh, how do you know that? You can't know that. The press will pick it up before you do. Oh, yeah? Now, Alex, 4 years later, however many years later, now they basically have got all these inquests, and you know what it's coming to? It's coming to a certain government basically killed him to keep him from warning the people of a certain government's population going to be decimated by genetically altered pathogens that are going to be released both in Britain and in the United States. Let me share this. There is nothing about the flu that's the issue, in my opinion. The thing that's the issue is the biologically, genetically altered viruses that have been gene spliced to produce literally the most deadly viruses. And when you see anything crossing species, you know that humanity is involved. God himself set boundaries for everything. These people who hate God, they break every boundary known to man and known to God. The bottom line is that they have access to. That
well, Steve, if we've had this history of them sterilizing people, injecting them with syphilis, Tuskegee, radiating foster kids, how would anybody trust the vaccine industry or the government hyping this and then saying the army is going to forcibly inoculate us? I mean, on its face, it's crazy.
Well, not only that, but how about holding all the vaccine companies that are going to make, you know, what, $20 billion, hold harmless, and yet they haven't even settled the suits from 1976 totally. See, Alex, this is the thing that is so, they've gotten so bold. And by the way, you know, when I get messages from those kind of guys, they'll say something like, you're wasting your breath, Quayle. You can't get them. They're already too dumb to care. And I said, well, they may be too dumb to care, but I care. And that's what really makes me so furious is that here you have our own homegrown military guys being experimented on lab rats. Alex, the biggest upheaval in the country should have taken place when all veterans were declared terrorists. Broaden the definition of terrorism. You and I have talked about this. Boy, sweep them up in all one swell swoop. So when people hear of, you know, the systematic termination, execution, or operations against, quote, a group of veterans, you know, these are your fathers, ladies and gentlemen. These are your grandfathers. These are men who fought and died and women who fought and died and still fight and die. They're still fighting and dying without any acknowledgement.
Well, that's the globalists proving that they are the outside usurper terrorists, not just the $23.7 trillion they've stolen or all the looting. They're taking us over like they do third world countries. They control the central government. They create these false debts. They take over.
Absolutely. But
by declaring the veterans and gun owners terrorists, they prove who they are. Go ahead.
Well, I think that's the thing that most people can't grasp. We are no longer what we used to be. We are absolutely a third world country. A man was in my office 2 weeks ago, Alex, you know, plus or minus a day or two, and he basically had the absolute proof that the Amero is a real currency. And the thing is
well, no, wait a minute. It's now been announced by the Russian president.
Yep.
It's now been announced worldwide. They're moving to a world currency. I have clips of Geithner saying it.
Right. But see, the Amero is basically even trading in Eastern European countries right now. In order to facilitate the Chinese to keep them happy, we had to give them 12.
Yeah, the Amero is just the name of a SDR in our area of the world. The banks are now moving to world digital money. That's why they're going to bypass the world currency and go right to thumbprints and face scans. Steve, I want to go to calls.
Okay.
But since you mentioned chemtrails, we went out to California. This is from California Skywatch. They got this from the FAA. These are maps, and we have all the logs and list. We have thousands of pages of documents from the FAA. They went to chemtrail symposiums. You know, the aerosol testing is what the government calls it. They admit they're terraforming. The White House science czar now admits they're doing it. It puts a good spin on it. Here are the flights that just go in loops, and these yellow are the government test flights. These are not planes going out and turning around. They go in circles and in ovals. And they're all over, and most of the trees are dying right here on the coast. The people are all getting sick. But these are FAA maps of the chemtrailing, and then they went and checked the flights. These are University and Department of Energy flights, admittedly doing spraying and weather modification. So the point is, we're now getting the actual documents. This is real, and I know you've covered that. I know that you have. Seen that, but what is it like to see Holdren, because you're the guy that wrote a book years ago about how weather warfare went with the eugenics, how they would use it to starve the third world, the State Department Memorandum 200 saying they would starve people, Secretary of Defense Cohen, Army Times, April 28th, 1997, said we'll use weather weapons. We know they're doing it here for droughts and floods, and then he talks about it in eco-science using it as a weapon, and now you can Google, folks, White House Science Czar, Geoengineer Planet. In fact, Google that, folks. I want people to see that on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv as we simulcast on the radio. Talk about the eugenics agenda and how it ties into weather weapons.
Well, first of all, weather weapons, and it's not just weather, it's also geophysical weapons. They can generate earthquakes. They can generate volcanoes. Interesting, isn't it, how all the volcanoes are coming active? By the way, I want all of your listeners.
He said that. Yep. Secretary of Defense said that.
Absolutely. But keep everyone's eyes on ANAC, A-N-A-K, Krakatoa in Indonesia. That's the big one that's getting ready to go off. But here, listen, how about this, Alex? Here's one of our mutual listeners, Steve. In northeast Ohio, all the nut trees, the oaks, the hickories, and others have all dropped their nuts. This means mass starvation for the animals, which equates to less animal foods available for those who bug out.
They dropped them before they developed.
You got it. And what's happening with the listen, by controlling the food, you control the people. What people don't understand is when mad cow and what's called ungulate fever and chronic wasting disease and the deer and elk populations of the West and everything, that was all genetically engineered. They were black ops helicopters. Remember all the crap you and I used to get, Alex? Oh, there are no black helicopters. You guys are all conspiracy theorists, you know? And then, interestingly enough, up in our country, Montana/Wyoming, you know, mad cow and chronic wasting disease broke out in the deer and elk population, so that, and also in Wisconsin. See, what people don't understand is these individuals absolutely want to depopulate the earth, bring it to a sustainable population of 500 million, and you better pray you're one of them, or else you better be against them, because that means roughly, Alex, you know, 1/12 of the world's population gets to survive. How do you initiate that? Even in a nuclear war, my specialty during before getting on talk radio was Cold War weapons, nuclear proliferation, and the whole thing, everything associated with World War III from an atomic standpoint. But the point is that even in a nuclear war, you cannot get the kill ratio that you can get with bioweapons, especially if the dispersion of those bioweapons is strategically placed.
And again, you've made the key point. They need this flu crisis to get their carbon tax through, their socialized health care through to carry out the eugenics, to get their gun grabbing through, to get their entire smokescreen so they can pose as saviors. If we expose them, though, I believe they may back off on this plan. Obama's approval is dropping even faster than Biden said it would. Remember, he said, 6-9 months into my administration, we're going to be very unpopular. They knew what they were going to be doing, and he didn't know he was being recorded with those hires up. Let's take a call. Let's talk to Mark in Tennessee. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good to talk with you and Steve. I'm a long-time listener, over a decade. Yeah, I 100% agree that the biological avenue is the way they're going to take for several reasons. First and foremost, if you think about it, one of the best ways to get neighbors to snitch on neighbors, to turn against neighbors, is most of these gap-jawed, round-bellied, Kool-Aid gulping shombies, sheep zombies. All they're going to know is that I don't want him giving my family the flu.
Yeah, they're too stupid to know that if they've had the shot and it supposedly works, then your neighbor can't give it to you. That bogus term. In fact, you were using it earlier about the common good, or what's that term they use to try to forcibly inject everybody? Steve?
I'm sorry, Alex. You just missed me.
Public welfare.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, public. Oh, I mean, you tell these idiots, hey, if you've had the bioweapon shot, you supposedly should be safe. But the truth is, it's usually the people getting the shots that spread it.
Right. And I call those people infectons, okay? And I-N-F-E, you know, C-T-O-N-S. In other words, people who are intentionally infected so that they become the vectors, whether they travel. Listen, all you'd have to do is hit the major airports, vaccination. Guess what's happening, Alex? They're setting up vaccination ports in the airport. You don't get your vaccine, you don't get on the airplane.
Exactly. Exactly as we predicted. Now they're saying you have to have a bracelet to get in a store. They lock down schools. If one kid gets sick, it isn't even the flu. It's the new medicalized tyranny. Great points, Mark. Let's talk to Andy in Florida. Andy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
My theory is that there's too much similarities and motive here between the economic crisis and the swine flu. I think that our economy and banking system basically completely collapsed last fall. And without the Band-Aid, you know, Ponzi-like Federal Reserve bailout, where it was nothing more than we gave the banks, money on paper, and they turned around and bought our treasuries, that, you know, and sending 10 senior staff members over to China over the past, 6 months, I think we have a real problem with our monetary system, and that it completely has to be reset, and that the swine flu is the false flag to be ready for martial law in the event of a economic currency reset.
That's it. They're going to use it, whether they just fearmonger and it isn't deadly. But if they need to, they'll release some bioweapon that does kill a bunch of people. If they need that to pose as saviors and put troops on the streets. I mean, they're doing it.
Well, I think, too, that everyone's got to keep in mind that you've got the baby boomers growing up. You've got all these massive retirement programs that can't be funded because the big companies have stolen all their retirees. You've got the situation where what do you do with an angry population that knows you've screwed them, that now you're going to try and kill them, that you're destroying the family? Listen, when America's backed into a wall, Alex, I remember the very first show I ever did with Art Bell. I said there's going to be a civil war in the United States because they're generating one. I said they'll turn everybody against everybody, and ultimately it'll be to cover their tracks from the greatest plundering of the most prosperous nation in history. That's what it's about. Jesus said it. You basically, the love of money is the root of all evil. The control of money is the control of all evil. And everybody should have asked this question. Where in the Constitution did Hank Paulson get the authority to declare martial law if by blackmailing Congress they didn't go along with the bailout?
That's right. I mean, they threatened Congress with martial law if they didn't submit, and people didn't believe me when that happened. And then now it's mainstream news that we told the truth again.
Yep.
From our congressional sources. Thank you, caller. We're going to talk to a few more callers on the other side with Steve Quill. We'll be back next Wednesday as we go into this storm. We got to get the word out now. We've got to expose this as a hoax, that this is staged, or they are going to use it for the total takeover. They've got the assets in place.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acola Blue,
is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm going to ask Congressman Ron Paul about the flu situation, the hype, fear, how it's being used for political control. Coming up, he joins us in the next hour. So, stay with us for that. Steve Quayle will be back next Wednesday again, same time, to give us the latest updates and developments as we track and cover the flu situation with massive troop movements, open announcements of martial law, open announcements of quarantine, forced inoculations. For a non-event, this flu is nothing. So what are they planning? Let's go to Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yesterday, while monitoring the cable news feeds, I came across the anchor and his bimbo babe downplaying the textbook by Mr. Holdren. And it was obvious they were like taking part in these interspersal techniques. Now, Steve, earlier you had mentioned neolinguistics, and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how they use that neolinguistics to create the neural pathways in the brain at the Hegelian dialectic level.
Yeah, well, they teach a massive programming. Steve, thanks for the call, caller.
Do you want me to answer that, Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, real simply, it's you tell the lie, you tell it enough times, you tell a big enough lie, and pretty soon people basically, because thinking does require some effort, neuro-linguistic programming just means that on the referencing of keywords over and over and over, all the subliminal orders, if you will, or subliminal directions are automatically going to bypass your reasoning process, and you're just going to jump from A to B. Real simple. Flu, vaccine. Flu, vaccine. Flu, vaccine. Images, flu, people dying of flu. Oh, this is the most horrible flu. Images, sound, everything, flu, flu, flu. What's the NLP answer? Vaccine. So basically,
yeah, I should have kept the caller on to ask him what they were saying, but
right.
they've had national publications attack me saying Holdren didn't write this book and didn't say it. We have the book. this guy wrote a whole bunch of books with Ehrlich, who was Bush Sr.'s advisor, saying forced drugging, forced sterilization, have the CPS take your kids at birth, and England's now doing it.
Right. Well, everything, that's why, Alex, the last thing I got to get through to everybody today is they've got to watch England. England will be the stepping stone or diving board to telling us what's going to happen. Should there be a nuclear incident in London, which I still believe there's going to be, then you can bet your bottom dollar we'll have one here, too. So people have got to be open to everything. And for the record, this situation with Russia is not a lightweight deal. Behind back channels, if the United States goes to war with Iran, the Russians have already put us on notice.
Well, go ahead.
I'm telling you listen, doesn't matter what I think, doesn't matter what you think. I'm telling you that the Russians, whether people believe they're still a threat or not, the point is that they've already let it be known. And the fact that they have contempt for the current president of the United States is an understatement.
All right. Well, Steve Quayle, next week we'll get into false flag, stage terror. We'll see what else they may mix in with this whole bird flu hype that they're pushing. You were there years ago saying that this is one of their favorite moves. You were there early in the year before April even came up. So was I. We could see the buildup, the movement towards this. And SteveQuayle.com. Steve Quayle, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to go to break here in about 1 minute. We do have Congressman Ron Paul for 30 minutes while Congress is in recess. We really appreciate him giving us this time. I want to go over the End the Fed legislation. I want to go over the flu hype. He's a medical doctor who spoke out against it as a fraud in 76. He's on record there on video. I want to go over the economy, China and others moving away from T-bills. I want to go over just the basically what's happening in the world and our resistance to that as more and more people run on the Campaign for Liberty banner, like his son, Rand Paul, for Senate, and getting behind that. So 30 minutes with the one, the only, Congressman Ron Paul on the other side of this quick break as we blast out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on Global Shortwave, XM, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I really appreciate him coming on. We've been having a lively discussion. Dr. Henry L. Nyman, highly recommended, prestigious researcher, inventor of many of the major technologies used today and researching all this and treating it. I hope he's wrong, though. I mean, I don't want this to be a real deadly flu. I mean, I know it's deadly for those that are being dying, but you've got the flu season raging right now and a few thousand dead, or 1,700 and something. That doesn't sound like a big deal to me, but he's saying it could mutate. So are you saying, doctor, it's bad now or it could be potentially mega bad? I mean, I just want to be clear on that.
Well, and let me explain why it's bad now and why it could get much worse. Seasonal flu, you know, the numbers thrown out is 36,000 in the United States die. 90% of the people that die from the flu in the United States and worldwide are 65 years or older. Most of those people are actually quite a bit more than 65. They're in nursing homes. They're basically have very serious illnesses. They get the flu, and the flu kind of puts it over the top. They really can't mount a good response to
They're compromised.
Flu. Right, right. They're compromised in many ways, and that's who normally dies from the flu. The people that are dying from the flu today, those 1,000 people that died in Argentina, they are previously healthy young adults.
So, I mean, is this like the 1918 then that it has that hemorrhagic effect?
Yes. I mean, there are reports. Actually, I was just reading one. I was trying to find out where it was, where patient actually turned blue overnight and died. You know, and those are the characteristics of 1918. There's this cyanosis. Basically, the person literally turns blue and ends up dying suddenly. I mean, there are reports in 1918 of people that basically were sitting down and playing bridge, and they literally fell over and died at the bridge table. You know,
yeah, no, because it has this huge autoimmune response.
Right, right, right.
But doctor.
And here's why that's a problem for this year, okay? Because the virus is adapting. So it really doesn't take a whole lot of change. If the virus is actually growing at twice the rate that it is right now, it's going to elicit a much greater autoimmune response. It's going to grow quickly, and people are going to respond to it, and that's this cytokine storm, that's this cascade, and that's why people end up dying.
Okay, let me just stop because we're almost out of time. It's clear I've got to have you back up. I'm very appreciative of your time. I hope you're wrong.
Right.
Because, you know, I got family, and I live here in Texas. It seems to be one of the epicenters for all of this, and I don't trust these vaccines. I've seen what their history, what they do, and this whole thing has stage written all over it. I know you don't get into areas like that. You just cover the facts that you can document, but I've had a bad feeling all along for the last year in the buildup to this, and are you saying, Doc, with your educated opinion, you've got a bad feeling about this year?
Yes. I've said it looks like 1918 for the last several months, and there has been nothing in the last several months that takes it off the 1918 track.
So my God.
It was tracking then. It's following the exact same track right now. In Texas, you know, there's likely to be Tamiflu resistance in Texas. There was a report that came out a day or so ago on the border by El Paso.
Yeah, Houston Chronicle. There's now, you know.
Right. And that indicated there were several versions that had Tamiflu resistance. There's a sequence that just came out that actually isn't even, it's only semi-public. This shows Tamiflu resistance in Singapore, and that's going to create another problem that we can talk about next time around.
Well, Dr. Nyman, let me get you up then in the next few weeks as this unfolds. When do you see it quickly really starting to break out then, October?
I would say, yeah, you'll see the first sign September, October, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere. I think it'll get worse in the Southern Hemisphere before that.
All right, Dr. Nyman, a flu tracker, just Google that. You'll find him. Thank you, sir.
Okay, good talking, Alan.
Well, that's scary.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie.
that covers even the food they want you to eat? Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Max, if I could start with you. I mean, what is it about Goldman Sachs? How does he manage to turn the figures around like that?
Well, Goldman Sachs are scum. I mean, that's the bottom line. They basically have co-opted the U.S. government. They've co-opted the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve functionality. They've co-opted the Obama administration. Barack Obama, dances to Goldman Sachs' tune. And they are really crooked and abominable in what they've done. You just remember Hank Paulson held Congress hostage, took him in the back room and said, give us $700 billion. We're going to crash this market.
Well, joining us for the rest of the hour, maybe twist his arm a little bit into the next, take some phone calls, is Max Keiser. He's a former Wall Street broker and is the inventor of the virtual specialist technology, prediction markets, Hollywood Stock Exchange, a bunch of other systems, and My Private Film. Max is currently a TV presenter, radio host, entrepreneur, broadcast journalist. He's the host of On the Edge with Max Keiser on Press TV. He's also done a BBC show called The Oracle, blogger for The Huffington Post. Max also presented the films for Al Jazeera. He joins us from Paris, France. And he's also a little bit in the new Obama film that I will soon announce the name of I'll announce it by next Wednesday. I've got to quit procrastinating and get to doing that. You just heard me play a clip of him on national main French television. We're going to play another clip of something coming up at the bottom of the hour. This is your chance to have financial questions. We're going to clear the board of calls, fresh calls specifically for Max Keiser on the economy, on the police state. But Max, let me throw you a curveball before we get into Goldman Sachs and all this out of the gates here.
Yeah.
Curveball. It's Max Keiser curveball.
It's a curveball.
It's a knuckleball. But seriously, the flu situation, troops everywhere, mass graves, they denied it a year ago, now they admit it, forced inoculations, talks of lockdown, only less than 2,000 dead worldwide. They are really hyping this thing, really trying to scare people. This looks like, to me, the perfect cover to get their carbon tax through, to get their open borders through, their gun control, their government health care that they're trying to push through in October. What does Max Keiser's spidey sense tell him?
Well, I'm all about the banking and finance systems, that's what I cover. as far as the whole swine flu epidemic, you know, I'm an idiot because I go to the drugstore every day and I buy that stuff for your hands to disinfect my hands. Of course, I was laughing at those people a year ago. But, you know, it's a herd mentality. You know, how much do they charge $8 for, a squirt of that stuff over here? Think of the profits that are being generated. And it's all herd mentality. People are like, I go to these meet friends and they're like sharing these things, little antiseptic gel. I mean, it's pathetic. I mean, you know, you fall into the behavior that is inculcated through this massive wave of scare tactics. Everything can be sold using scare tactics now. They figured that out. You know, shock and awe, 9/11. If you scare enough people, they can scare you into buying anything now. Why bother coming up with a creative campaign to sell stuff when you just show people getting blown up, and then you'll sell a truckload of whatever it is you're trying to sell? You know, it's all salesmanship. It's like just basically, you know, infomercials for psychosis and mass destruction, and they'll sell anything down the pike. But, I want to talk about Goldman Sachs for a second because it's just gotten so hilarious. It's gotten ridiculous. It's gotten absurd, if that's okay, by you.
Yeah, let's get into $23.7 trillion missing in 10 months. They're refusing to say where the money went. Paulson gets up before Congress last week and says, yeah, I took $200 million myself. That's not a conflict of money he gave himself. I mean, this is a new level of heist. You're an expert in all this. Break it down for us. And then I want to get into, they say the economy's fixed. Everything's wonderful. The stock market's going up. But housing at all-time low. Reuters reporting that half of U.S. mortgages seen underwater by 2011. Record joblessness. All of that is degrading quickly. But they're meanwhile saying, Marie Antoinette, let them all eat birthday cake.
Let's just talk about a couple of things here. One, I don't know if you saw this or not, the high-frequency trading scandal. High-frequency trading, which is now being talked about in Washington.
That special little computer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is really amazing. Now, just to give you an analogy here, if you go into if you saw somebody, your neighbor, and they had a rubber hose in your neighbor's gas tank, and he had that hose, and it was over a bucket, and he was stealing gas from your, you know, you would say, hey, buddy, you know, don't steal our neighbor's gas. That's not very nice. That's not very social behavior. He's siphoning off gas, right? Basically, and it has, they don't even argue. They don't deny this. Goldman Sachs over at 85 Broad Street is where they have their headquarters down there on Wall Street. They co-located a server next to the New York Stock Exchange, and they use this high-frequency trading to siphon off, depending on whose estimates you read, between $100 million and $200 million a day. They're just siphoning cash directly off the floor of the exchange.
And that's what we know of, with a computer program plugged in secretly, rigging the market. But that's okay, because they're allowed to give themselves the bonus money while they're former executives of the Treasury SEC.
They claim that they're, quote-unquote, adding liquidity to the system. So if you caught a guy siphoning gas from a car, and his defense was, no, I'm adding gas to the car. So they say, hey, Goldman, you're siphoning money from the floor of the exchange using high-frequency trading, using all this proprietary algorithms, which I know a lot about because I created the virtual specialist technology is used to trade bonds by Cantor Fitzgerald on Wall Street. It's used by the Hollywood Stock Exchange to trade box office futures, and I designed these systems. So I know all about these systems, and it basically it's nothing more than siphoning off cash. And Barney Frank says, a little profiteering is okay. We need the banks on Wall Street to have a little profiteering because, after all, if the banks aren't healthy, the economy is not healthy.
So the entire economy, $23.7 trillion of our money that we have to pay interest to them on, here's our money and we pay you interest to take our money. Then it turns out the Fed is paying banks not to loan because they want to consolidate and blow out the economy. Is there no end? I mean, will Geithner soon be barbecuing children on his lawn? And we say, well, he's got to eat. The economy will collapse if we don't feed him our children. In fact, let me ask you that question. Why is he in the Wall Street Journal and other pub papers screaming and cussing and yelling at Bernanke and freaking out? Are they scared of the auditing the Fed. I mean, Bernanke suddenly on TV stuttering and bumbling. These omnipresent Mount Olympus elites are now coming and groveling. I mean, are we seeing the momentum shift against their criminal activity?
He's upset because now that he works for the government, his slice of the bonus pool is smaller. He's trying to get Paul Sonny's guys to give him more money. He's upset. He can't sell his house in Larchmont, New York, which, by the way, his house in Larchmont is less than a mile than where I grew up in Westchester County. I used to ride my bicycle by his house all the time. He's upset he can't sell his house because of the economic problems that he himself helped create. And now that Paulson successfully ransomed the government for $700 billion, which became $13 trillion. He's now paying himself. He's working with the Chinese to manage their money. He's going to make billions again. When he took the job for the government, of course, he said, well, I had to sell my Goldman Sachs stock at close to its all-time high. By the way, because I'm working for the government, I don't have to pay taxes on that gain. So his whole role as a servant for the government was a tax dodge. Paulson was just a tax dodger. He saved something like $100 million in taxes by taking that job, worked for a couple of years, engineered the collapse of Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns, took away all the competition from Goldman and J.P. Morgan and his crony buddies, and got rid of his arch enemy, Dick Fold, over at Lehman Brothers. It was nothing but a grudge match between those two. They could have easily, Alex, this is the tragedy of it, going back to what I call the 9th of August, or 8-9, which is right up there with 9-11. 2 years ago, on the 9th of August, 2 years ago in 2007, is when BNP in Paris said that they couldn't value the subprime bonds on their books, and that started what we call the credit crash for the next 24 months. The response from the government was not to reform the banking system, but to give them now what we know to be roughly $13 trillion. And according to guys like Carl Denninger, who's a very plugged-in guy, that number is going to double again. And the tragedy is that they could have very easily wiped out every mortgage debt and every credit card debt in America for less than that money.
Well, yeah. I mean, Bloomberg reported $9.4 trillion would pay off all mortgages, not just bad mortgages, but, you know, $50 million palaces, $100,000 bungalows, everything paid off. But now you're saying 13. The Congress and the banks are saying 23.7. But I guess that's different types of money they created. And that's not counting all the magical SDRs and these other layers of global currency.
Yeah, but okay, but get back to this point because it's a very important point. Every single mortgage in America could have been paid off. Every single credit card debt could have been paid off. So therefore, every citizen in America could be sitting there with no debts at all. They'd have their credit card. They'd be in the mall shopping. The economy is 70% consumption anyway, so the economy would be growing. The jobs would be growing, not collapsing. The banks would actually be still making some money because they're still in the business of making loans. What you'd have left are these incredible black hole of debt, which would have to be addressed. And the way to address that would have been to force the banks to write off those debts in real time and suffer the consequences because they created those debts. So instead of like Warren Buffett, who's now saying, I'm going to have the blockbuster quarter of my life because 75% of his business is tied to getting bailed out by the government, it's his stock going from $70,000 a share back to $100,000 a share back to $147,000 a share. If you want to buy one share of Berkshire Hathaway stock, Warren Buffett, and be part of the global elite, you need $147,000 to buy one. Well, right now, it's $100,000.
Well, I was reading that he got $98 billion in bailout money.
Unless you have $100,000 to buy one share of Berkshire Hathaway stock of Warren Buffett, then you, forget it. You're not part. You're not going to be part of the true economy that's run by all these insiders. So you're sitting there holding your, you know, 50 shares of some over-the-counter NASDAQ.com bomb that was sold to you by some hard-selling telephone salesman working on commission. Of course, that's going to go to zero. And the whole cycle's repeated again.
Matt, stay there. Buffett deserves all the...
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Upcoming Obama film. Max, you got cut off there by the break. Obama's approval rating's gone from the mid-80s to now the mid-40s, depending on which poll you look at. He's now lower than Bush, lower than Jimmy Carter, than they were at this point 7 months into their administration. What do you see happening to Obama over the next few years? I mean, I'm almost just feeling sorry for him now because, you know, when he's this big star and they're pushing the corporate agenda through on him, you know, he's dangerous. And I had to oppose him and I still do. But now that everything's being blamed on him and almost he almost becomes a shield for the bankers.
Then he needs to do a Geithnerectomy. You know, look at Tony Blair over there in the UK. When he left number 10 Downing Street, after all the dodgy dossier, after all the fake rhetoric leading up to the invasion, after telling the 2 million people that were in the streets in Britain that they didn't want to get into the Iraq war, within 10 minutes of leaving number 10 Downing Street in disgrace, where does he end up? J.P. Morgan. Okay, the presidency is now used as a resume sweetener. So whether it's one term or two terms, the next step for Obama is Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan. And that's the true end game. That's the goal for these guys. That's where they cash in. The presidency is just a fancy thing on your resume now. It doesn't mean anything in terms of public service anymore.
Well, it means you can read off a teleprompter good. That's why Bush was so hated, is that he couldn't sit there with puppy dog eyes lovingly lying to you. But, you know, you write for the Huffington Post. You deal with some of the classical type liberals out there. It seems a lot of them are starting to wake up, those that are honest, like yourself, who had supported Obama. But then when you talk to other Democrats or progressives or whatever, they just scream you're a racist. Like, they're now saying that the archetypal poster of Obama socialism, we've changed it to Obama fascism because we believe that's closer to what it actually is. They're now saying that's racist when it has nothing to do with race. This parroting race over and over again isn't working. The media is also trying to claim it's partisan. So the establishment's throwing Democrats under the bus or under the train, trying to say all these congressmen getting shouted down at town halls are only Democrats. I've tracked it. They're shouting the Republicans down, too. So this is something completely new. It looks like the United States is on the verge of revolution, Max Keiser.
Well, we've been saying this for a few years, that the wealth and income gap is getting wider and wider. The amount of wealth controlled by the top 1% is just getting wider and wider. The past 6 months and the past 2 years has been nothing more than the Wall Street banks and other banks around the world and the central banks getting together and grabbing more power and more wealth. There was a New York Times story, I think it was today or yesterday, where Lloyd Blankfein, the new CEO of Goldman Sachs, is saying, "What crisis? There was no crisis. We were never in jeopardy. We're just smart. We're doing business like we've always done it." You know, here's the thing about the stock market rally. All that money that goes into the stock market rally, the $3 trillion rally, that money was, it's not coming from the money market funds, which would be an indication that the public is involved in the stock market. This money is coming from the bailout funds, and it's being not used to lend to businessmen and people in America to help them get through this crisis. It's being used as speculative capital by the banks to make money in the stock market. And once this rally, which is fed by the spec money, the bailout money, is being used by the speculators on Wall Street to speculate in the stock market. It caught everyone flat-footed. It was up 50% or something like this. It's the biggest rally since the 1930s. Oh, by the way, that's very significant if you want to think about it. And now that you've got this CNBC and Jim Cramer now pounding the table, it's just another sucker's rally where they're going to come in. People are going to be buying this thing again, and they're going to be buying it at the top again, and they're going to be asking for a bailout again in another 6 months. So the cycle repeats itself. Nobody ever learns anything, because if you have a rising stock market, it tends to cloud people's thinking. They're willing to overlook everything and anything if they think they can buy a winning lottery ticket. People just ignore their own self-interest, and they go loopy. They add the drugs, the antidepressants, and the failure to have a decent diet, and you just have a sick zombie nation of speculators who are trying to be the next partner of Goldman Sachs, and the chances of that are like being the next winner on American Idol. It's not gonna happen.
You called that the...
Casino gulag model.
The casino gulag model, and I concur with you 100%. They're taking all the tens of trillions they've stolen from taxpayers, pumping it in a controlled stock market. They'll know when to pull it. Well, probably when it hits 12,000. Let's see how the sucker's rally is going to work from the insider, the inventor of major stock exchange systems, Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. You can get your Obama Hitler t-shirts at Infowars.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have.
It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Mike, so what to make of this decision by BNP to pay out these bonuses? Echoes of Goldman Sachs last month?
Well, I think BNP wants us all basically to toss their salad. That's their game plan. Let's keep in mind that 2 years ago on August 9th was the beginning of a staged, controlled financial terrorist demolition of the world's financial system when BNP announced that they couldn't value bonds in their books, the subprime loans that started the credit crash, the controlled demolition of the global banking system 2 years ago. This is, it will go down in history as basically the 9th of August or 8-9, similar to 9-11. This is when they started this controlled demolition.
That's Max Kaiser on the main National News Channel in France. He's got a show on Press TV. He's starting a show on Russia Today, huge worldwide. Paul Watson has that on his broadcast TV in Sheffield. Give you an idea how big Russia Today is. And he's also done the BBC TV show, a very busy person. I'm going to be on this week's Press TV show with him, so always honored to be there. Before we go back to Max Kaiser and ask about his upcoming TV appearances, he'll be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. Starting next segment, we're going to take phone calls for Max Kaiser at 1-800-259-9231. He could talk about a whole host of issues, but he can't talk about chupacabras and stuff like that. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the T-shirt being made right now. I had the idea Monday when I noticed that image of Obama socialism was going viral. I knew that it was a hot image because it just took him and really bared his soul and broke the back that was ready to be broken of this illusion of him as this sweetheart that loves you. And I think the image of him as a psychopathic criminal is much closer to the reality. But again, he's just a front man. So we made these T-shirts. They're selling like hotcakes. I'm very glad it'll get the word out because they have good messages on the back. They have very, very important messages on the back, like Wake up before it's too late. Stop the criminal. End the Fed. There's eight different T-shirts, eight different variants. Obama fascism, ObamaInfoWars.com, Obama New World Order. And I'm sending a crew out right now to make a viral YouTube video where I'm going to have my crew plaster Barack Obama InfoWars.com posters everywhere. We're having a $1,000 prize. I'll announce it next Friday. You just make a YouTube video. You go out, make a bigger poster, smaller poster, and you just say Obama InfoWars.com. You can mix in a little Obama fascism because I think that's closer to what he is. Socialism is bad enough, as if we're going to take money from one group and give it to another. But this is $30 for the bank, $1 for the people, as Max Kaiser and others have broken down. So we're going to have this contest launching today up on InfoWars.com to print off the flyers on the Joker Obama Posters to Go Viral page. That's the name of the page that has all these files that you can print off in color, black and white, I don't care. The winner will be the person that the most inventively puts out the most posters in the most public places. So just show that in a 10-minute or less YouTube video. Everybody make them. The word gets out. Huge viral event. And let's start today with the Obama poster bomb all over the country, everywhere. I'm going to work on films today, do some interviews. Then I'm going to go home and see my children. When I'm driving back tonight, I'm going to get out with staplers and glue at different power boxes and poles, and I'm going to put up at least 10 of these. So, you know, walk the walk. I certainly talk the talk, also walk the walk. So get these off InfoWars.com. Get them out to everybody. And don't forget, we're also selling the T-shirts because they're trying to say it's racist, it's evil, it's bad. You're not allowed to lampoon him. He's a god. I love taking their deity, their royalty, and showing what he really is, a joker, a scammer. I mean, Max Kaiser, do you think it's unfair and mean to put up a joker, A? And B, isn't it our right anyways, whether it's nice or not, to show the godlike creature in whatever way we wish, or should it be illegal, as some Democratic operatives are calling for?
Look, Alex, I grew up during the Nixon era, and the amount of vitriol spouted toward Nixon, as you can imagine, was quite vehement. The parodies and the things that were done were extreme, and because the country was angry. And why are they angry? Because they don't have a job, because the economy is sinking, because the president seems to curry favor with the Wall Street banks, and he has done no reformation of the banking system whatsoever. If anything, he's given them more power. And the people, unfortunately, have no power except through, historically, the people have always resorted to pamphleteering and through parody and through any means necessary that is cheap but carries their message. And this is just what happens when an economy is concentrated, wealth is by the fewer and fewer percentage, and it leaves the vast majority face down in the mud. And this just creates this dynamic. And the way to stop it is to address this unbelievable power grab of the money and wealth in the United States by the select few, and start to engage in some measures that will restore balance. The problem with these banks on Wall Street is that as the power grab continues, there's less and less competition for them. And people say, well, you know, people are just envious that Goldman Sachs was making a lot of money, which is completely incorrect. What is disturbing is that there are no competitors for Goldman Sachs. Why doesn't Obama and Geithner and Bernanke, why don't they start a few new banks that have that will challenge Goldman Sachs?
No, everything has to be fed into the mega bank at the expense of the people, and that's what John D. Rockefeller the first said. He said competition is a sin. And it is a sin to these mega monopoly capitalists.
Competition is the lifeblood of what's called the American dream. The purpose of the government is to allow, like an empire at the ball game, is so that there can be fair competition. That's what a government can do. They play the umpire at the ball game, and then we'll see who competes the best. Some people are talented, some people are really hardworking, and you have the ability through sheer hard work to make it in that economy. But if the empire is working for the banks, and there is no there are no laws, there are no rules, then the people in the country are going to rise up and say, you know what, this is bull BS. You know, we want to compete. The people want to work. They want to compete, but the banks on Wall Street won't let them. And that blockage has got to be removed from the economy. There needs to be a reintroduction of competition in the United States. And the way to do that is to remove the egregious monopoly of everything financial. Every loan, every price on every exchange is totally manipulated at this point, and it's done so thousands of times a minute. And they're just stealing. They've got, like I said at the top of the interview, they've got a siphon stuck into the pot of money that is America's wealth, and they're just siphoning it out with no competition whatsoever. They're just taking it. They're just stealing it without any intrusion from any regulator whatsoever. Now, how is that going to foster an economy of hardworking, diligent, moral people?
Great points, Max Kaiser. Did you?
Look, well,
on Monday,
the front page of the Financial Times: Wall Street profits from Fed rule. This is on the front page of the Financial Times. What does this mean? The Federal Reserve tells Wall Street what they're buying and selling before they buy and sell. Wall Street then steps in, they quote-unquote front-run, which means they place orders ahead of the government, and they make money without taking any risks.
So it's a rigged inside economy, insider trading now publicly. Crime is just absolutely mainstream now.
Insider trading, crime, and thievery are listed on the exchange. You can buy them every single day. It's a listed open sewer of corruption that they're just buying and selling on the exchange. And they're basically taunting people and saying, look, you're either with us or against us. That's why I have that site, gulagwealthfund.com, which has all the companies that are profiting from this gulag casino state. So I've got the various military contractors and the various banks. And if you want to participate in the gulag wealth industry, you should buy the shares in these stocks, because you can watch your country go into the mud as well. And you'll be the richest guy in the world, but you will have lost your country. So that's the trade-off. That's the trade-off you have to ask yourself. Are you willing to become rich in exchange for your wealth? Are you willing to give up your country? That's the question everyone has to ask themselves.
But at a certain point, they destroy the standard of living and turn all the Western countries into sewers. But I guess they don't care as long as they're the king monkey sitting on top of the pile of dung. It's just amazing. Did you see where the White House, we actually broke this on Monday, it's now been picked up nationally, the White House is asking its people to report anyone that talks bad about the health care plan. And then back during the campaign, they had cops in Missouri going, we're going to arrest you if we decide you lie about Obama. And all these youth brigades and youth corps with all these big Republicans running them for Obama, like David Gergen.
Well, because the business of the casino gulag model, the supporting the cops in this case and the surveillance and the invasive technologies 24/7, this is the only business. You know, here's an interesting point. If you look at the last, the gross domestic product of America for the last quarter, and they say that it was, the figures were up plus or minus 1% from a year earlier, and they were saying, see, the economy is on some kind of growth track, or it's not decelerating as fast as we said it would. If you subtract the military from the durable hard goods number, the military component, it's more than 50%. So in other words, the only growth that you see in the U.S. right now comes from invading countries, slaughtering people, and installing surveillance equipment. That's it. That's what America exports now. That's their growth industry. And they look at that, they say it's great. The people who are doing it, they can borrow money from Wall Street at virtually no money, no interest rates whatsoever, because they keep those artificially low interest rates for them. If you're a saver, if you work and you save money, like I'm a saver, I have only savings. I have no debt. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have a credit card. I don't have a car loan. I've never had any debt. But I'm being penalized because on my savings, I get 1% at most. That's outrageous. When the demand for credit is there, I should be getting 4 or 5%. So I'm subsidizing Goldman Sachs. I'm subsidizing J.P. Morgan. They're stealing money from me every single day. That's completely ridiculous. So why? What productive role are they playing in the society? None. They're just having like acid. They're just ripping it apart. And it's not even because, and they're not even having a lot of fun doing it. It's just because they're sadistic. It's like Caligula capitalism. They're just sick, sadistic.
No, that's it. They love blasting out the free market, destroying societies, bankrupting people. I read the Malthusian eugenicist views of all these elites. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan publicly fund most of the eugenics groups, most of the zero growth groups. They're paying people to sell good cars. Then the car dealers just don't go down as much and actually rip you off. The studies show for cash for clunkers. Obama's idea to renew America is to, quote, bulldoze cities. USA Today, command destruction. This is what they want. And I wanted to ask you, Max, before we go to calls, eco-science, Holdren. And it turns out the guy he wrote the book with, Paul Ehrlich, was George Bush Sr.'s science advisor, openly wanting to drug the water, take all children at birth, train them, raise them in government dormitories. And now in England, 20,000 families to have cameras in the homes watching their children. They're saying they're going to take the children and raise them in dormitories, that the family is bad, that the state is actually, this is in the book, now they're doing it. Can you comment on these people?
It just makes you well up in tears inside, because you realize that this great experiment that was started in the 18th century is come to a shocking close and very suddenly, because of a complete inability for those who are benefiting most from a democratic society to stand up for their democracy. So if you're a Caligula capitalist, if you're running a casino gulag state, and you've got no resistance whatsoever, then why blame them? They're just, you know, rust never sleeps. Rust is rust. Without, you know, there's no, these people are never going to stop. They don't have no logic. There's nothing behind them that makes any human sense. So they're not going to stop. And the people who are getting the most affected by this are refusing to stand up for themselves. So I don't see any change in the dynamic here whatsoever. I just don't see it. And it's really, you know, I live in France because I can't even live in the United States. It makes me a little queasy inside to walk around and just, it's like being in a zombieville. Here in France, the people in France have a situation where the government fears them. The government fears the people. If the government says something or does something in France that the people don't like, they immediately are out in the street. They're protesting and demonstrating every single day. In the U.S., of course, it's the opposite. The people fear the government. And that's totally unacceptable. That's completely unacceptable. And you can't even be around it. It's sickening.
Well, absolutely. The media is always bashing France, and I think its taxes is too high, but the people actually have a form of socialism there. They're demanding it. I'm not for that system, but they're actually getting some of it, which is better than this. I mean, if you're going to have socialism, might as well get part of it. But the issue is, you might as well get some services.
Every day, that's the worst socialist system in the world.
But that's what I'm saying. This isn't even
socialism. Wall Street is the most egregious socialistic parasite on the entire globe. That's socialism.
But Max, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying they steal all our money and give it to elites. At least in France, they take the money and actually give it to some of the people. But what I'm saying is they try to plant GMO, they burn it down. They try to do something corrupt, the people riot. And so you're right about that. You were telling me during the break that you were in a French coffee shop or something and heard something interesting.
Oh, yeah, they were talking about Alex Jones. I couldn't believe it. A couple of French people were talking about Alex Jones, so I broke in with my limited French, and we had an interesting conversation. But
just curious. I mean, what were they saying?
Well, they were fascinated by really the film, The Obama Deception, is being viewed here in France by people. And there are, I guess, some people have some versions with subtitles out there or something, but they knew significant parts about it. And here, you know, in Europe, Obama was very, very seductive, and he really won over the Europeans. And so this is something that has come up, and it's really a topic of discussion, that this whole reversal, the fact that his popularity has been dropping, and what does this mean, and, you know, we're in love with him, and how did we think about this, and then the Obama Deception film came up, because it's, how many views does it have on the net, like 20 million views? So
yeah, it's more than that, but yeah, that's conservative. Well, the issue is, it wasn't their love of Obama, it was their hatred of Bush. And I found that in my own life. I'll hate somebody so much that I end up being friends with that person's enemy, and that person turns out being just as bad. And I think that's what it is. is that Bush was so horrible, people associated all the tyranny with him, so went running to Obama, and he was just a pimp who then got us in the hotel room and punched us in the face and knocked our teeth out, and now we're crawling around on the ground bleeding, and he's going, yeah, bitch, you like it. And I think people are finally going, no, I don't like it. I'm leaving. So we're running out the door in our skirt, crying in the rain, and he's slapping us with a coat hanger. And I just think it's time for people to wake up.
People in France, you know, contrary to popular belief, are really love America in a lot of ways. I mean, there's huge boulevards in the middle of Paris, you know, Franklin Roosevelt Boulevard, JFK Boulevard, and, you know, the French are the ones that financed the American Revolution, and as a result, their own economy went into free fall. If it wasn't for France, there would be no America.
They want to like, exactly, they want to like the United States. And so the Anglophiles have always hated that, so that's why they love to demonize France on our news, because they helped found America, and the British government hates that. Max Keiser, he knows what he's talking about.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. $1,000 contest. Need to have them up on YouTube the next 4 or 5 days. I need to judge them by like next Wednesday. But I'll watch them right up to the day. I'm going to pick the best video that I think gets the word out about Obama being a liar and a criminal and a front man for the New World Order. But let's not just blame him. Let's get past him to the real elites and bring them to justice. Max Keiser is our guest. Max, I want to go to calls. Doug and Dan and Chris and Dr. Gushin and others that are holding toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. But you've got a pretty good brain. I mean, I've been reading some of your writings from years ago, and almost all of it came true. What do you think's going to happen in the next few years? Because I knew that Obama had this godlike level, but that as soon as he proved he was a liar, that would dissipate. The bigger they are, the harder they'll fall. But it also seems that Obama's controllers are going to want to stage something. A new war with Iran, an economic collapse, more economic terrorism, domestic stage terror attacks. I mean, what do you see happening in the next couple of years with the people taking over all these town halls, going after both parties, and how the empire is going to strike back?
Well, as you know, as I've said on your show before, I think that as the economy continues to collapse, there's going to be a big push across the country, state to state, to legalize gambling. And the gambling is going to be more of a factor in the economy. There's going to be more ways to gamble, specifically online. The reason you don't have online gambling right now is because of the mob in Vegas and New Jersey. They control gambling in those two
cities. So you think the revolution is just us turning into total slobs? You think we're going to get worse?
Yeah. I think that the combination of online gambling, cheap pharmaceutically engineered over-the-counter mood-altering drugs and terrible food products, high fructose corn syrup based food products. You put all those things into a cocktail of silliness, and you end up with a population that is completely strung out and just trying to gamble their way toward making basically, you know, it's indentured servitude is what we're heading toward, because the debts are never going to be paid. They're simply never going to be paid. And as the banks reorganize the system right now, they're putting all the bad bets into the publicly held banks. Like, for example, in the UK, this Northern Rock, which was the first bank, one of the first banks to go under, they just announced that they've got three times the bad toxic assets that they thought that they had. But that's a publicly owned bank. So now it's really the public that owns those toxic assets. The private banks are the banks that are held by the runners of the Gulag casino state. And, of course, they hold the performing assets and the performing loans. So they're dividing the bad assets from the good assets, and they're keeping the ones that are still relatively high profile and performing, and they're putting all the really trashy junk, grade Z, never ever going to be paid back, into the public domain and the public ownership. And the public will never pay back those loans, and the public will continuously get themselves further and further into debt. Look at the Cash for Clunkers program is a perfect example. They encourage people to take cars that they own 100%, trade them in, and put themselves into debt. Like now they get a new car, but they put it, they're on debt. They've increased their debt pile, you know, and the debt levels are continuing to increase.
Max Kaiser,
yeah.
It sounds like you're describing hell. And on top of that, now the police, the government, the minions, 10% of Texans with arrest warrants, more fines, more fees. The other part of the equation is those of us that don't want to drink corn syrup, be zombies, eat GMO, we're going to be like Planet of the Apes, being chased by the CPS and police, with them with nets scooping us up to take us back to the FEMA camp so they get more chips to buy big gulp beers and sit there buying hookers at the slot machines. I mean, just a hell force of like lobotomized zombies. It's already like that, going, "Government God, give me your money." All so using these hordes of piratical scum to steal everything but then give it to the banks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633.
or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.